Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, say yeah.
Girl, I'm with you. To my down.
Baby, say yeah. Baby, say yeah.
what's up, everybody? This your girl, Miss Queen C. We got Magasi on the line. We got the rest of the crew on the line, Miss Chocolate, Red, Lionel, and M.I.D., and our special co-host, Crush the Catalyst. What's up, everybody?
Hey,
what's
good?
What's good?
Yeah. Y'all don't know. Y'all are tuning in to Next to Blow or Hell No. On Next to Blow Radio.
Yep, yep. Welcome
to the show. Welcome to the show, Crush the Catalyst. Thanks for being our co-host, one of our co-hosts tonight.
No problem, no problem. You know, I'm always here to support.
How are y'all feeling that throwback, though?
Hey, on everything, I'm going to tell when you play that song, I started grooving on my life. And then after I started grooving, I said, damn, I'm a down-ass bitch. Can't wait till my nigga come home.
I love that, man.
That was some real throwback right there, man.
Bring back memories. High school. Bring back high school.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. High school, for real.
Yeah. Girls always.
Huh, right now, what's up, man? Yay.
Who's calling my name? Yay.
Chocolate.
Okay. Miss Chocolate. Hey, girl. Look, girl, just call me tonight, girl. We get that yang going. You know what I'm talking about?
You're so stupid. Shut up.
Yo, M.I.D.
Yo, what's good? How y'all feeling?
Oh, my God, you guys. Why am I reading that Anquan Boldin went to the San Francisco 49ers? What the fuck is going on in football?
Oh, shit.
Huh?
Wait. You watching football? What's going on?
No, I just had a football moment. I'm not watching. I'm just reading my news feed of Facebook. And Anquan Boldin, I subscribed to his page. And he said that he is checking out his new facility at the San Francisco 49ers headquarters. So he's a Niner now.
Wow.
Oh,
hey.
Wow. Hey. Don't mind me. I'm a woman who loves sports and I love football.
For sure. You already know.
I am a football fan. Who's y'all team? Y'all into football?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all don't even want me to get started.
I just don't like my team too much.
So we're going to talk about this black and yellow baby all day, every day. His birth to the stand the fuck up. Six rings in his fist.
Black.
No other motherfucking team got more rings than we do. Super Bowl kids. Know that.
Silver and black, man. Raiders,
Eagles
man.
All day. Eagles all day. The real bird gang. Eagles all day. The real bird gang.
I can't even be a Vikings fan no more. Like, my boo Percy Harvin is gone. Like, I gotta make the record straight real quick. Last night on the show, I went back and listened to the archive, right? And Magasia, I didn't hear you say, Miss Queen T, you're a Lakers fan, right? No, I'm not a Lakers fan. I'm a Boston Celtics fan. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's LeBron James. We definitely get it in. You already know how we're doing the Heat. We taking home another championship. Yep.
I can't talk shit about Miami.
Now.
See, that's the
exactly.
thing.
Like, I can't talk shit because they doing their thing, but I'm always a Lakers fan. Lakers ain't shit.
I just can't talk shit.
Yo, M.I.E., what team you with? Being over
there. Kobe Bryant's the best player in the world, L.A. all day.
Yo, Queen, you get that kid red.
Oh, he a Lakers fan. Oh, God.
Did I get what?
Did you get the kid red message?
Uh-uh.
red phone that Lionel
forever Raider and a Warrior.
I can't hear you when people are talking. What'd you say?
Red said her phone died. She should be back in the queue from a 773-398 number.
Okay, I got her.
All
right,
cool.
What's up, Red? Kinda
Red,
out.
Where you at? Cut out. Where you at? Where you at?
It's all good, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We got fuck all the sports. You know what I'm saying? We got some topics for y'all. No, I'm playing. No, for real. But no, but we got some topics for y'all. We're going to get into some topics, and then we're going to get into these songs for tonight that was chosen by the panelists, and then we're going to get into an interview later on in the show. Who want to go first with their topic?
Well, ladies first, you know, like I always say. So.
Cool. I'll get it up.
Cut out in the house now.
I'm going to throw
what
it
up. What up, cut out?
What's up, y'all? My bad, man. These phones is tweaking.
Girl, my phone over here tweaking, too. I'm trying to get ready and everything. All
right, I'm just going to go with your topic first. Let's get this going for the night. I'm going to take it there, as we always take it there. Something sexual, something to keep it hot and spicy. So, my topic is this. I want to know, fellas, what is it about a woman when you are having sex and hitting it from the back that feels so good about her throwing it back? Like, what is it? What is that? What is that for the fellas?
It's communication, okay?
It's communication. So you
saying
something back?
Man, why I say throw it back, man? It ain't nothing wrong with throwing it back, man. Come on.
There ain't nothing wrong with that at all. I love it.
Exactly, see? And I would love for you to call me tonight, girl.
Especially if you have ass.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nothing wrong with throwing it back and looking back at the same damn time. Like, ta-da.
So what do you do, fellas, when she ain't got that much booty there? How do you accommodate the little flat ones?
Well, I've never had that problem because every chick I had that ass. So.
Okay.
You gotta ask her, like, that's the thirsty niggas or something.
Right, we gotta get the thirsty ones on the line to find out how they respond.
Like,
to
I just fuck anything. If she got a pussy in there, I don't go on.
Well, let's see. Let's see if dope is one of them thirsty ass ones. I think this dope ass.
Don't do dope.
Yeah, don't do
dope.
Dope ass music.
Man, hold on. First of all, dope is never thirsty. I keep some Gatorade on me at all motherfucking times. You know what I mean? Okay, well, hold on. This is dope-ass music. No asses, no C's. Miss Woof Woof. Even though good to West Coast area stand up, a.k.a. Mr. Big Meat Business, a.k.a. Mr. Visa. You know what I mean? Hey, to really talk about this situation real quick, the best part about hitting it from the back is just the fact that y'all eating the pillow. That's the best part of it. That's the only thing I care about.
Yeah.
You your ass to make
I
you eat
the pillow. I make noise. I eat no pillows. I'm screaming and yelling all out.
Well, I don't give a fuck what you're doing. You're doing something because I'm making you do it.
I'm not a yeller. That's
kind of
crazy, though. I don't know.
I'm a yeller and a talker. I like to say all types of weird, freak, nasty stuff.
Yeah, I
prefer,
like, I don't know.
Hey.
You know what I think it is?
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, when you hitting it from the back and everything, and you hit that thing just right, she start grabbing for shit that's not even there. I don't think that's the beauty part of it. Where she starts trying to crawl away and grab shit that's not even there. I think that's one of those things. Like, you really can't get it from the front because she got to slide. She got to try to slide back. But when you're hitting it from the back, she's trying to crawl away and everything. Yeah, that's one of those things.
I agree. That's one of my favorite parts, too, to try to crawl away shit. Get your ass back here. Rawr.
Where are you going? Get the
is worse.
Yeah. Scorpion's voice.
All right, now.
Hey, Red, you better tell that bitch to swerve.
Swerve. I like it when they swerve.
Oh, shit, that's funny. Yo, Dope, what's good, though? What you got going on?
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to hit this traffic. You know, I got to get out from this traffic. Shout out to the Bay Area. And shout out to the Negroes that are in the Bay Area that hate the Lakers but like the Warriors.
I ain't going to say no names.
But shout out to that dude. I ain't saying no names.
Yeah.
Shout out to the other person who like the Heat. I ain't going to say no names.
Yeah, Team Heat.
And then I'm definitely not saying nothing to that person that like the damn Boston Celtics. But shout out to Crush the Catalyst. Shout out to my man MID. And shout out to Miss Chocolate.
How do you feel, though?
Hater.
Okay.
I'm just stupid.
Hater.
It's all good, though.
Bang, bang.
Oh, Dope. Oh.
Can
I say this? I normally should save this for a Monday night show, but Dope, your voice is so fucking sexy. I just want to freak your voice.
Aww.
You know what? I so appreciate that because, you know, I've been talking to these females for like 6 years now, and now none of them said anything. I appreciate you saying that.
Aww.
You know, I do.
Aww. Shut up, bitch. Slap myself.
Hey, I forgot Miss Tadal's in this motherfucking tonight. Shout out to Miss Tadal.
No, it's not Miss Tadal. I love you anyway. What up, Dope? You know I love you.
Wait. Why can't I say Miss Tadal?
Dope, you cannot say Miss Tadal because there are other Tadals that try to be Tadal, and there's only one Tadal. Ain't no Miss, Mister, none of that in front.
Thank you.
Tadal.
Mrs. None of that. Tadal.
Okay.
All right. Tell him, Mrs. Tadal. It's just Tadal.
It's
just Tadal.
It's the one.
Ain't trying to be Mrs. Ain't say Tadal.
You did.
Got them hoes going hammers.
You're a fool.
Hey, no doubt. Hey, shout out to everybody. Hey, I appreciate y'all. You know I love Next to Blow. Hey, let's turn up and talk about these people's music. You know what I'm saying? Let's show some love and trash it and bag it or, you know what I'm saying, put the mid with the loud, whatever we got to do. You know what I'm saying? And let's get it crack-a-lacking.
I'm about to go roll up this loud, but don't go nowhere because we need you to judge tonight, okay?
Man, I'm right here, man. I got my phone charged up. I got my daytime minutes up, man. We all good.
Okay. I need some daytime minutes. Fuck.
Girl, you need minutes, period.
Yeah, man.
Oh, straight up, y'all. I know why my phone bill's so high now. Fucking with Next to Blow Radio. I'm calling in. I'm about to snap out on Sprint trying to figure out why they say I went over my damn daytime minutes, knowing I got, you know, the unlimited to any cell phone, because I've been supporting this goddamn Next to Blow shit.
But you know what, though?
Chocolate, we can't call Block Talk with our minutes with no waves. That's why it's been, like, crazy to me. I got to call, like, T on Freeway and shit. So if you got Sprint or whatever, nah, you can't call Block Talk. Your minutes going to run the fuck out.
Damn, I'm gonna have to call somebody's cell phone from here on out. Straight up.
Yes.
Team AT&T all day. Yep. Team AT&T. My building.
You gotta use a house phone, one of the ones that's circular with the little holes in it so you can put your finger in it and shit like cring, cring.
The old phone.
Oh, daddy.
You gotta
use a telegram with Next to Blow.
I call my Metro, and then my Metro called Blog Talk. Shout out to Metro. They ain't good for shit else, but calling Blog Talk.
Hell nah.
Oh, God.
Magasi, like she said, she calls me on three-way, and I just call in.
Yeah,
see, I'm going to have to go ahead and hop on that one of these days, but I ain't worried about it because I'm team got my bands up so I can pay the bill.
Yeah,
Oh shit. That's what it do.
Broadband will make them dance.
I got some dancing
moves.
I do
dance.
Damn.
All right, y'all. I want, real quick, you know what I'm saying, before we finish this topic, Red, let everybody know what we got going on downtown Minneapolis tonight.
We about to turn the fuck up now. We don't turn down like that. We about to do our thing. Necocello, the rapper, she's hosting with myself and, of course, Next to Blow Radio at the Terminal Bar tonight. So make sure y'all come down there. $250 giveaway. It's basically all about the artists, you know what I'm saying? So say again.
Is it giveaway for artists?
$250 cash prize giveaway. She also gives away studio time, photos, shoots, video shoots.
I said, what's the giveaway for? Is it Red? What is the giveaway for? Is it for an artist or is it for a random person?
My bad. I didn't hear you. I told you, janky phone. That's your phone. That's probably the house phone.
Shut up.
Nah, it's for the artists, yeah. So whoever's performing, you know what I'm saying, make sure y'all bring y'all supporters out there tonight. So they could cheer y'all on to get that cash, get them videos.
Man, I'm gonna come back tonight.
Look, hey, we got a list. That shit filled up real quick. We got quite a few shows that's going on, and they filling up. But I gotta put this across to y'all. Come to Terminal Bar tonight. It was at the Imperial Room. It is no longer there. If you guys are planning on coming out tonight, make sure y'all come to 409 East Hennepin. That's right off by Central. You go straight down Hennepin. It's not next to the 90s and shit. I know that shit confused a lot of people, but come on out tonight. It's going down. And it's free till 9:30. So, you know, listen to us and go ahead, ride y'all asses up in there. Start turning up. I'll be down there shortly. Queen going to be down there shortly. Chocolate, you coming down there tonight?
Chocolate took her weave out today, right? Knowing I ain't never took weave out my hair. Chocolate cut a couple pieces of her reel out. So Chocolate ain't going nowhere till she get this done, because I'm walking around here looking like Pop.com. So I got the hair wrapped up, looking like a Somalian for the time being, and I'm going to holler at y'all about a week or two. I'm not coming out until then.
You holler at me about a week or two.
You holler at me in about a week or two. So she can't holler at me right now while I see all wrapped up, diddly bop.
I will go out. I will. But I don't never, ever, ever half step. So I'm not a half stepper, and I just can't myself half step and do nothing.
That's all real shit.
Chocolate's in the crib. Now, if y'all want to see what I look like, I will take a picture and upload it. I mean, I'm still fine and sexy. Never get twisted.
Hey, that's like that, though. You know, just. You know, just the hair.
Chocolate looking scrumptious. I can't even see that happening.
You so stupid. I mean, the ass, the titties still looking right. It's just the hair is just pop.com.
Okay, I'm going to stop talking right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to stop talking right after I comment. Thank you. Yup.
All right, I want to let everybody know, if you guys have tuned in, make sure you guys press the 1 to go live with us. If you guys are tuning to the website, make sure you guys dial in 718-664-9115 and press that 1 to go live, like I said. I'm going to let Miss Chocolate, or, you know what I'm saying, unless MLB know, you know what I'm saying, what they got to do to send in that music. MID, you know all the details? I guess not. M.I.D., where you at?
M.I.D.
All right, you know what I'm saying? Ms. Chocolate, go ahead and let the callers and the artists know, you know what I'm saying, how they got to submit their song for this segment, Next to Blow or Hell No.
So all artists trying to get on with us, make sure that you send your music to nexttoblow.hellno@gmail.com. Make sure to send the MP3 format. Make sure to include a short bio, includes your Twitter and your Facebook information. Get at us, we'll get at you, and we'll feature you on the show. It's that easy.
All right, just like that. Make sure y'all send that in. add the host. They pick the song, so definitely don't forget. And we gonna get into these callers and see what these callers gonna say, cause we about to start the next to blow or hell no segment here in about 5 minutes. So callers, make sure you stay in the line with us. And I'm gonna go ahead and bring this caller in from the 216 area code. I don't know who this is. Call it 216-404. Let everybody know who this is and what you do. Where are you calling from?
What's good? What's good? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, what's up? I'm Jay Norton. Work with FBG, Flesh and Bone Global, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Just started my own company recently, OG Media. Deal with a lot of homies out of Cleveland, Fire Squad Entertainment, and you know, a lot of different motherfuckers, but, you know, Queen T know who I am.
I know who you is.
No, we don't, but we don't know who you are.
Oh,
y'all learned it to know, like, you know what I'm saying? This is like the voice of Flesh and Bone, you know what I'm saying? Bone Thugs and Harmony, like, he do everything else. He the man.
Ooh,
no,
when he came on and introduced himself, I know who
bone,
he is. Now,
bone,
what up, though?
Bone.
Shut up.
Tell me what to go.
Oh, there you go. I like that. Let me tell you something. Flesh just left here. I was just with him. He had to fly out. I'm in Cleveland right now. He just had to fly out to L.A. this morning. But
right.
If you check online, if you Google it, if you Yahoo trending, if you YouTubing, you will see about a recently released medical marijuana strain called 50 Caliber Kush that's directly linked to and associated with Flesh and Bone. He's the first rapper to put out his strain, and that shit is out here right now. So go Google it.
I'm not a smoker. Are y'all some smokers?
No.
Man, yeah, I smoked some shit called cookies one time.
How about say, I just came back from Colorado, boy. Smoker.
Colorado lie. Oh, I'm going to tell you about Colorado, too, even on a real level.
I'm Cali over here, man, Oakland, man.
It's so real in Colorado, they about to open up like a Dave and Buster's type level. They're going to franchise a level to where you can go in that bitch, flat screen TVs, play video games, and blow.
Mm.
That's what's going on in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
We got some soundtrack on that, too.
That's where you trying to go, huh?
Hmm.
That's where you trying to go, Jay?
Yeah. What's up, Quincy?
That's where you trying to go?
No, I'm from Cleveland. I'm from Ohio, but you know, just like you can be in your own community in your hood and catch a bus and get around town, I jump on planes. I try to get everywhere because we all linked into here. United States is our territory. We got to explore. We got to explore and exploit because it's out here. This other states and other cities doing things. You definitely got to get out your own hood. I got homies here in Cleveland. I ain't never left St. Clair, and that shit amazes me. So we get buses, and we take niggas to places. You know, we went to Black College Festival down in Daytona and shit. Blew niggas' minds because they never leave the block. But you got to understand, you know, in order to definitely create something that's going to be positive and it's going to be a legacy that you want to try to develop, you got to get out here and understand that you can get further than just your own neighborhood. You got to be willing to really put yourself out here.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Hey.
Okay. Yo, Jay, I know you're going to stick around and hear some of these songs, you know what I'm saying, that the crew have picked out in the email, these artists sending in music or whatever, you know what I'm saying. Some of them are hot, some of them are not, you know what I'm saying, but we let our callers be judges and stuff like that, and, you know, we vote on it. So are you going to stick around and vote on some of these songs?
Yeah, shit, I'm about to have my homeboy DJ No Request sitting right here, Flesh and Bone Personal DJ. I'm about to have him sing y'all something. We want to join the competition. But whether it's, you know, hot or not, whatever, I appreciate the effort, man. You know how hard it is to get in the studio, and most motherfuckers don't even like the sound of their own voice. To get in there and put some shit down, I respect that. So I'm down to hear whatever.
Okay. You said, does he sing or does he rap?
Should I don't know. We gonna send. We gonna email some underground Cleveland shit that ain't out. You know, just to throw in the mix and shit. It'll come from DJ No Request. Probably a what you got, Mac? A Gmail account. So I'm gonna have to send it to y'all site now. You sitting here right now. But I mean, go ahead and play what you got. We gonna send some shit to the table too.
Okay, definitely. I'm gonna hit you with the. Or did you get the information that we had said earlier, or do you want me to text it to you?
Text it to me, so I'll make sure we got it.
Okay, I got you. All right, definitely. Hold on the line, James, and then we gonna get into this first song. And shout out to the other callers too that are tuned in. Don't hang up. We gonna get into the first track. And I'm gonna let Miss Chocolate go ahead and introduce this track.
What's up? All right, so tonight I got to do, coming to you guys with a song called Back on the Block. So this dude right here, his name is Pleasanucci. We're going to see what he talks about. Once the song is done, we need your callers to call in. Give us what you think on this call, on this song. Is he next to blow or is he hell no? Let's give it up for the boy Pleasanucci. Next, Back on the Block.
Man, cats always talk about how they spit crack, they that dope, they smoking all this weed, come on man, it's all like that, I'm back on the block man, hip hop and trap, you know what I'm saying, and I'm like Nino in the Carter, slugger.
I'm back on the block. I'm back on the block. On top of hip hop, black as it now. I'm back on the block. I'm back on the block. On top of hip hop, black as it now. I'm back with the track. Spitting these rap. It's the fact. It's the rap. I'm back on the block. I'm back on the block. How they sell crack.
What?
No wonder where we hustle. It's called the track.
Right.
It's the track to keep niggas where we at. It seems like Martin Luther King dream. It's off track. Now racks on racks.
Right.
It's all on the mind. Why these crackers look at us like reaching gold mine.
Money.
I stack the like pennies to them. The poor get poor. The rich get richer in the end. Tell a friend, I'm here to break the trend. Stop spending your yen on these different women who don't care about your status. All they want is the nicest, fastest, the cashest, they asses, to spread their asses, the fastest, the fastest. When your money is average, you'll be behind them skill gates. Looking like a savage, trying to keep up with the Joneses like Mama and Jim. Career ones, that's a fake. Fox, Little Kim,
what?
I'm back on the block. I'm back on the block. On top of hip hop, black as it now. I'm back on the block. I'm back on the block. On top of hip hop, black as it now. I'm back with the track. Spitting this rap. It's the fact. It's the rap. I'm back on the block. I'm back on the block. I'm back on the block. Y'all niggas really don't know.
Do
your research, real niggas. You idolize it either in jail or murk.
Come on,
the
man,
gangs don't multiply. Don't believe them
lies.
They the ones who organize. You think you are. You think you thug. Biggie was ready to die. Now he's up above a thug life in the early. What does that tell you? The devil will never fail you. He always try to nail you. Playing the game. When life is no game, we'll have you burning the flame. The shackles and chains. Rappers the actors. They never moved kilos before they got on. They was ball players and CEO. Watchers and Nino. They just play in parts. Read the script. Not heat and strip. Real bad boys moving silent. But when it goes down, this real violence. So homie, where's your line? I'm back on the block. I'm back on the block. From top and hip-hop. Black as it's not. I'm back on the block. I'm back on the block. From top and hip-hop. Black as it's not. I'm back to the track. Spitting this rap. It's a fact. It's a rap. I'm back on the block. I'm back on the block. I'm back on the block.
Yeah, that was your boy Fluganucci. We're back on the block. That was Fluganucci. We're back on the block. Hey, that beat was kind of hot. So let's get into these callers and see what y'all think. Do you think Fluganucci was a next to blow or hell no?
All right, Dope Ass Music. Do you think that song was next to blow or hell no?
I'm going to have to say hell no. Now, that beat was hot. That beat was monstrous. But I don't know if it was just me, but he seemed off sync the whole song, especially on the hook. And if you rapped any slower, the words would have came out backwards. So I'm going to have to say hell no. I ain't got to say hell no.
Okay. Thank you, Dope. Let's go ahead and see what Jay Norton got to say. Jay, what you think? Next blow or hell no?
Yeah, hello. Yeah. Shit, I don't know, to be 1,000, it sounded like some shit I had already heard before, you know what I mean? The way that it was delivered on the lyrics, it seemed like, it was a rapper or another song I done heard before. The beat was hot. I think, he definitely was, he was trying to get his point across, but I just don't think that it popped through the speaker like it needed to grab the audience's attention. So I'm going to leave it alone like that. It was okay, but appreciate the effort.
Sorry. Intervention time. Sweetheart, this is not I'm going to leave it at that. This is not I don't know. This is next to blow or hell no. So you're going to have to choose. Ain't no honest chance. He's either next to blow or he's a hell no.
I'm not.
Hell no.
Thank you.
H E double hockey sticks. Hell no.
I love when Chocolate does that. I swear. I love it.
Yeah, booty with no draws.
All right. Let's see what the 660.
Booty with no draws.
660 area code 660441. Do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
Man, hell no. That shit was trash, my nigga. Hey, yo, look, KC, that nigga will not get no play, you hear me? That nigga's garbage. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. The beat was cool, though. I mean, shit, I was listening to the beat, then the words was just in there, man. That was just tragic.
Trey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Man, my name's Brandon, man. I'm calling from KC, man. Kansas City?
Brandon. All right.
That's it.
That nigga will not get no love. Whoever that was, man, tell him to redo that. I ain't even trying to be boosy, dog, or like talk shit, but like, nah, man, that ain't it. Like, he needs to reevaluate himself or something. Hey, speaking of that, while I'm on here, how do you get songs on here, man? Because I want y'all to hear me. If y'all letting bullshit ass niggas on like that.
All you got to do is send it in to email thenexttoblow.hellno@gmail.com. Make sure you include one track, MP3 formatted. Include your Facebook, Twitter, artist name, short bio, contact number, and stuff like that. And then just email it. The host go through the emails and they each the song. And that's pretty much it. Just that simple.
Man, can somebody add me down on Facebook or something? I'm not going to remember that.
I got your number down. I got you.
Okay, okay, I appreciate it, man.
All right, hold on the line. Don't go nowhere. We got some more songs to come up. I'm going to take another caller for this song, 763-442. Area code 76. Hello?
Yes?
Hello. You're live.
Hi, Ted-Al.
Ted-Al, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Was that song an extra blow or hell no? Did you hear that last track? You want to tell the people who you are? You know, was that an extra blow or hell no?
It's hell no, because I don't like rap like that, so hell no.
Oh.
Hey, Paula, what's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Ashley, and I'm calling from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota.
Okay, Ashley, well, we thank you for tuning in. And you say you don't like rap music like that. So, but based off that song, though, you think that song's a hell no?
Hell no.
Well, Ashley, if you don't like rap music, if you judge our songs tonight, are you going to say all of them are a hell no?
No, I mean, I like some. I just didn't like that one.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Thank you. That's all I want to hear.
Cool, cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, all right. And that being said, you know what I'm saying, we're going to I'm going to let the crew say what they got to say about that song real quick, and then I guess, you know what I'm saying? Whose song was that? Oh, no, Sharnay, that was your song, though.
Yeah, that was my song. And, y'all, honestly, I didn't even listen to it. You know, I did one of my random picks this week, so I didn't listen to it before we aired it. And I like to do that from time to time just so that I can get a feel for, you know, what people think. So I'm glad that I didn't, because I probably would have picked it if I did listen to it in advance, because I also am on a hell no side. I love the beat, though. Just think that some lyrics is a little bit elementary. We're going to need to go back to school and get it right.
Right, and in that order. Well, and that being said, we're going to get into the second song. Lionel, you go ahead and introduce this song right here.
Yeah, this is Lionel out of Cali, man. Finna give y'all my pick. Dino Gio, City on Top, holding it down from New York. And everybody give me their vote. Next to blow a hell no, keep it real. And, you know, just do it. Just do the damn thing, man.
All right.
Putting on for my head, and I can't let them down. I'm putting on for my town, and I'm out.
All right, all right. Again, Lynell, let everybody know who that was one more time.
Man, that was your boy Dino Gio out of New York, out of NY. Hold it down. Right, just everybody just give me their vote. No, yeah. They should blow a hell no. Let's get it in.
Okay, let's go ahead and see what dope ass music gotta say. Dope ass music, what you think?
I mean, it was different. It had a nice, you know, same feel to it, but I'm not to say hell no. I just didn't get to that next level. I kind of tuned it out after the hook, after like the first 30 seconds.
All right. Thank you. Jay Norton, what you think? Next to blow or hell no? All right. Being on it. Let's see. 660. Brandon, what you think? Next to blow or hell no?
No.
Hell no?
Hell no, my nigga. That's just
I love your accent. Oh, my God.
I know. I was going to say the same thing.
It's so sexy. It's so sexy.
All right, let's put Ashley on the stage. Ashley next to blow or hell no?
Mm-mm.
763-442.
Okay. You're live. No.
Hello.
Right.
Yeah, we here.
My bad,
Jay. What up?
Yeah, my bad.
Or hell no.
Yeah, shit. Hey, I listened to that song. Hey, it started off slow, but as you got toward the end of the song, it had a better sound to it. I ain't like all. I mean, I'm still not a fan of all that auto tune shit, but it
Fuck that. When the Dream started making mixtapes.
My nigga's a little bit more hardcore.
Fuck that shit, baby. Where that music nigga can smoke to? That shit garbage.
Yeah, it wasn't the best. But I ain't gonna lie, I did like how it developed toward the end. The beginning would have threw me off. I would have turned it off if it was some shit I bought. You know.
We about but to pop in some
I say,
J-Lo.
Fuck it. Yeah. Fuck it. Say no. What is it? Make it, break it, break it, fuck it.
We about to pop in some J-Lo. Ain't nobody got time for that shit right there.
It's next to hell now. J-Lo.
Who
right.
That?
That's how we feel about that track.
I'm down, sweetheart. Who is this? What's your name, caller?
That's my homeboy. That's L.A. Reds. St. Clair nigga out here right now, but that's how they read.
Right, straight out of Hawthorne. We ain't fun to pay,
LA
baby.
Red, baby, I'm going to need for you to tune it down, and that'd be so animated, because we can't hear both of y'all at the same time. You know, it's next to blow or hell no. What y'all think about that song? Is he a next to blow, or is he a hell no?
Hell no.
Thank you, sweetie.
The echoes.
So both y'all saying hell no, okay.
But I don't like hating, man. I love the effort, but... It's just, no, I don't think it would sell no downloads.
Do us a favor, stay on the line so we can get y'all to judge in the next couple of songs with us as well.
Give me the email address.
Oh, shit, my bad, Jay. For sure, I got you. So if you want to send your music, then it's the next hellno@gmail.com. MP3 format.
Say it one more time.
Next to blow, that hell no, that's NEXTTOPLOW, that hell no, @gmail.com.
Next to blow, hell no, @gmail.com.
Next to blow, dot hell no.
Dot hell no. My nigga trying to type down. We not crazy in this bitch. I hear you.
Oh, my God. All right, let's go ahead and get a new caller. From
gmail.com. Okay.
Okay. Area code 216924. Do you think that song is next to blow or hell no? That's y'all, gang.
Right. We're going to let that one ride, baby.
Yeah, both of you can go to the next one, please.
I'm sorry. She all right.
Oh, wow. Somebody's phone is hella echoing. Okay, well, we're going to get into the next song then. You know what I'm saying? Colin, I mean, calling out the. I'm sorry, Red. Go ahead.
Shout out. It's the one and only motherfucking Lisa Kid Red. Shout out. Right now we got, I think it's Conscience or either Koshin or something like that.
Conscience, I think it is.
Okay, forgive me for screwing your name up. But it's Conscience and the MCs in the State of Mind. They from Northwest Washington, D.C. They say they something hot. I'm sitting here trying to read their bio now. My bad. But the song that they're going to be doing tonight is called Addictions. Is this shit next to blow? Oh, hell no. Call in. Let us know what you think.
One hit will make your world high, or leave your world wide open. I try coping, but I'm roped in. See, I hope this wouldn't reach a level where I'm so deep and can't figure out how to tell you. Well, it got my mind gone. No feelings like, my mind's wrong. No feelings, but see, I feel it. And couldn't bear the look on your face if I revealed it, so I concealed it. I kept it chill. It's hard work when you got two faces, lost in a dream world, feeling like two places. Where you wanna be, stuck, but do you chase it? Can't live without the rush, hushing you laces. Embrace it. Sensation, what you used to when you crave the elation. You can't leave it alone nor replace it, so you continue to chase it. Addiction.
I only want one thing, but I can't shake this feeling. And even though I love her, still one thing I'm missing. Cause I gotta let go, let go, let go, let go, but I can't. Cause I'm so gone, so gone, so gone, so gone, can't break my addiction.
Late night rides, trips out of town, everywhere by my side with nobody's around. What we have special, just like my tray ate. First day I met you, thinking about our first date, midday social, toasting in the main room. You were so open, hoping that I came sooner. So I scooped her, commenced to pursue her, and before I knew it, consumed her in raw form. Instantly, I'm tripping, my mental all torn to pieces, all for release. And something I could have kept for the missus waiting for me at home. Shook and I can't go. See, I was a manhole, thinking I got the game on lock, but it got picked and I don't know where to start. So now I'm confused, mind tripping, slipping, got me trying to fight this addiction.
No, no, no. I only want one thing, but I can't shake this feeling. And even though I love her, still one thing I'm missing. Cause I gotta let go, let go, let go, let go, but I can't. Cause I so gone, so gone, so gone, so gone, can't break my addiction.
My main girl is my detox. To me that she had seen a thing I was becoming. Addiction had me running, felt like I was up to something. When I come home, when the sun was coming, suspect didn't testify for nothing. She stayed calm, I had no clue of what was going on, and I'd sing the same old song. Baby, I'm grinding, lost in lust with nothing on my mind, and thinking everything is finding. I missed the signs of why my girl switching positions, cause she needing something that's missing, and I'm so blind. Getting high, I didn't realize that my girl's fighting addiction.
I only want one thing, but I can't shake this feeling. And even though I love her, still one thing I'm missing. Cause I gotta let go, let go, let go, let go, but I can't. Cause I so gone, so gone, so gone, so gone, can't break my addiction.
I only want one thing, yeah, yeah, yeah.
that shit there. I ain't even going to stunt. Now, I got it. His name is Conscience. The MC in the State of Mind. That was Addiction. Again, they are from Northwest Washington. That's off their new album, Progression. Is that track there an next to blow or hell no? Make sure y'all push one to go live, too, y'all. Don't forget. Push one if y'all want to go live.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, Crush. I'm going to let you go ahead and take over the switchboard now and tally up these votes and that's the rest of the song.
All right, all right. We're gonna start with Dope Ass Music. Dope, what you think of that last track?
Hey, I like that. That's next to blow right there. Hey, the singing was on point. It had a nice beat that put you in that mood. And my man was, you know what I'm saying, he had the right voice for the song. Hey, that's next to blow right there, man. Even though got all that R&B and shit on it, that was still next to blow right there.
Appreciate
okay,
that,
though. Okay. And we gonna go to Jay. Jay, what you think of that last song? Hello.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool. I think it can go.
Next to blow or hell no?
Miss Chocolate gonna get your ass. I was about to say.
I mean, I swear to God, she come to Cleveland, Miss Chocolate might get melted. But I'm gonna tell you, I say, fuck it, next to blow.
Okay, right,
everybody, fuck it, next to blow.
All right.
We're gonna go to Brandon now. Brandon, what you thinking of that last track? Next to blow,
I mean,
hell no.
Yeah, man, I fuck with it. I wouldn't say next to blow, but yeah, it's cool. It's a cool little song.
No, you gotta do next to blow
okay,
or hell
next
no.
To
you
blow.
Gotta
do. My bad. I'm sorry. Next to blow. That's a cool ass song.
Hey, I think they be just calling in so Miss Chocolate can cuss them out. Chocolate, what the fuck did you do to these people?
Right.
You know, that's your part. That be your part where you come in and snap like, hell no, it ain't no, I don't know, maybe so. It's, you supposed to do the rundown. They be like, oh, yeah.
They like that.
They doing, right, they doing that shit on purpose like, I don't know, maybe so. Hold on, I hope she get me.
I do it on purpose.
Please yell at me, Chocolate. Please
yell
at me.
All right, Crush, go ahead and take some of those new callers down there.
All right, we're going to get into the 926-924. Caller, you on the line. Next to blow, hell no.
It was alright.
Uh-oh.
Okay, next to blow or hell no. You gotta choose next to blow or hell no.
Hell no.
Right.
Did they even hear the song? Did you hear the song? Was it next to blow or hell no?
You
talking to me,
I say hell no. And the reason
why I say hell no, because
this ain't the R&B set.
What's your name, caller? Where you calling from?
I'm calling
Cleve. 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 Shout out. Appreciate you calling in.
Shout out. Right.
That nigga right. Echo it.
Echo. Go ahead. 612.
All right, we're going to get in. All right, we're going to take the next call. We're going to take the 612-223.
612-223. Yeah, what else, Johnny? Yeah, blow that shit like a swisher, man.
Blow
that shit decent, man.
No.
Right, okay.
Buddy, you got to say, is it next to blow or hell no? You can't come on here acting like that. Is it next to blow or hell no?
Blow it like a swisher. Next to blow.
Yeah.
Damn, my bad, though.
What's up,
I like
boo?
That.
You said, what up?
I said, what's up, boo?
What up with you, man?
We're on the radio records and shit, but no, blow that shit, though. I'm about to send my music in.
Right.
No doubt.
Don't hang up. All right. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into the next track. And this track, I'm going to introduce this track for Red. So this next track, right?
Man, I was muted. Hold on. This ain't. Hey, I'm gonna push you on the floor when I see you. Damn.
And I'm about to be next to her in a couple minutes. So, but no, this next track right here is Red. Her name is Red, and it's called FUN. Okay, Fun Girl. This is a theme song. So we're gonna get into this track right here, and let us know. Do y'all think it's next to blow or hell no?
Let's go.
Drop it low with her. I'm gutsy, a twister. Work my lipstick, it's smart. I can roll with her. I can hold my own, and they like it. If I ain't got a ride, I have fun while I hike it. I might as well bike it. I'm like Mike, MVP of the fun girl life. Aggressive at times, I'm always on the run. Party day and night, cause I wanna have fun. Swear I'm never done, I'm likely to stun. I think I'm number one. I'm what's poppin', Nicki Minaj. I can even set it off in a freaking garage. I got an entourage. Fun girl, high class diva, diamonds and pearls. Stuck on the nook, a tasted day, and I got him hooked. I have a good time, no foolery, one of a kind, like a piece of fine jewelry. Now they choosing me, I'm Vince McMahon, CEO of the Fun Girl Clan.
Confession time,
you can't be bitter. A bunch of followers, minus the Twitter, I'm wearing glitter. They think I'm high, don't need a guy, cause I'm so damn fly.
I'm what's poppin',
Nicki Minaj.
All right, again, that was Red, FUN, Fun Girl. You feel me? That's a theme song for all you fun girls out there. We got to have fun, so. We're going to see what these. Yeah, you said it's all the fun girls. We're going to get into these callers and see what they got to say. And callers, I'm telling y'all now, y'all got to say, do y'all think that song is next to blow? Or hell no, you got to choose. You can't say, I don't know, yeah, so, maybe so, yes, whatever. Next to blow or hell no, all right? So we're going to get into the first caller out of the 763-442.
Hell no.
All right, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Ashley. I'm calling from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota.
Okay. Thank you, Ashley. Let's see what the 510 got to say. 501.
Already, it's your boy Smooth the Dude. Hey, not hell no. I mean hell no. I hear you, but shit no, as we would say down here in Arkansas, shit no. Real nigga shit.
No.
What's good? I'm checking in with y'all, man. What y'all got going on? Y'all having fun tonight. Look how dope I hear this here, though, man. Queen T. I'm checking in with Miss Chocolate. All y'all, man. What's good?
Hi, Smoothie Dude.
What's up? I'm good, baby. All right. We having fun tonight, y'all. Fun girl. Hey.
Hey, if you tell y'all no motherfuckers that, then is that me? Hell no, that's not me. I'm researching it. Really, that is not me. Although her name is Red, and her name is Fun Girl. Goddamn, she. That's her, not me. I'll just for the record, thank you very much.
Oh man.
All right, yo, Smoothie Dude, you know what I'm saying? We got to get these votes in, but real quick, go ahead and give your shout-outs and stuff like that and let everybody know about your show that you're going on air after us.
Yeah, I'm right after y'all. Like I said, I had to check in real quick with y'all before I get my stuff together. The Smoothie Dude Show, air Wednesday, 10 to 12 Central at number 213-943-3478, 213-943-3478. Y'all follow me on Twitter, that's Smooth, T-H-A-D-U-D-E, all one word, Smoothie Dude. Y'all follow me right now. Look how dope, look how blast. Hey, you working, man, next to blow. I see y'all too, man. Well, let's begin it. Let's work.
All right.
Yeah.
You from Arkansas, right?
Yeah, Little Rock, Arkansas. We still banging, man. You better keep it what?
Home country, man. Little Rock, Arkansas,
under that. Yeah, you hear me, they say the life in my accent, you hear me. Hey, it's going down, come get you some of this cousin love, boo, come on down early, man. We're doing big things, man, in the country, though.
Tell me when, I'm on
the way. Hey, yeah, when you get ready, let me know, I got you, VIP treatment, everything, come on down to the club. Hey, birthday fans coming soon, man. I got, my birthday the end of this month, and it's 3 parties. I so wish I could come down. We can win a bid down in the city, though.
Sound like a play. We on a road trip. I'm ready.
Uh-huh. We're going to be down there.
Hey, y'all let me know, though. Y'all let me know. I mean, we can do shows live and some other time. We get on for business because me and Blaine is on there, too. And they in Alabama, so, you know, it's a lot closer.
Listen, boo, say no more. We're going to have this discussion off the air on some business. We will be calling. How about that?
That's a bit. Hey, y'all stay friends, man. Y'all do what y'all do, man. Salute. I'll see y'all. We working.
Okay, definitely. Thank you, dude. See what in the building. Let's go ahead and see what Jay Norton got to say. Jay, what you think about that song, Next to Blow or Hell No?
I thought that shit was terrible. Hell No.
Hey, I'm
sorry. I ain't mean. Y'all said be direct. I don't want Miss Chocolate tripping no more.
No, baby, you say what you mean and mean what you say. So you say hell no, you mean hell no.
Nigga, you can underline it. Hey, I sent something. Check the email. I think you got it. I sent something, though, Queen T. Check it out.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. I'm actually about to leave my computer after this next song. I got to be down there in a little bit. So if you guys are tuned in and you guys are in the Twin Cities area, make sure you guys come down. Terminal Bar, I'll be down there. And so will Tadal on the line with me. I'll meet you down there in a little bit. So make sure y'all come check us out. Shout out to Mecca, Bad Girls Music, Inc. We in the building next to Flow Radio. But,
yes.
Let's go ahead and get into the next song real quick. Dope ass music. What do you think about that song, Next to Blow or Hell No? Dope. No comment. All right. All right, let's see who the 6-1-2-2-4-6.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Hey, dog.
Oh, my God. This is Baby Powder. No, I'm joking.
What's up, boo? We saw the ones and two.
Nothing. Bored, it's raining. I can't go to the beach.
Y'all, shout out to my girl Teresa out there in Miami right now. She's in Fort Lauderdale.
She can't go to the beach
because it's raining.
But that song was bullshit. She's a killer. Shit. We got a Nicki Minaj and a fucking diamond. She can keep that shit. So where the fuck she got it from? So hell no. Bust that. Never play it again. Dismissed. Sorry.
Damn,
you went hamburger.com.
The beat was cool, but her lyrics sucked. Whole dick and balls.
Oh, my God.
Where you from again?
I'm not a rapper, but my lyrics are better than hers. I'm just saying. All right.
She had fun with that song. That was her fun girl song.
Is that real?
Right, okay, Teresa, hold on the line. Okay, shout out to you, Lil Bit on the line. That's my boo. I guess I'll say something about that song. I picked the song. I just think it's funny. I mean, you know, it was funny to me, so.
Why you set that girl up for failure?
No, I didn't set her up for failure. Everybody has their own opinion.
No, she set herself up for failure. Who told her to send that song?
Right. Everybody responsible for sending their own shit.
Who's recording that shit?
All right.
Damn.
Yo, you got the next
video.
Song pulled up? Chris, you have the next song pulled up?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Go ahead and pull that up and then screen. I guess I'll screen us. Okay, go ahead and play that song. And who has this last song? M.I.D., right? Damn, M.I.D.? M.I.D.'s called Drop, y'all. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce the song. This is Brandon Trayvon or something, and it's called Swerve. Let us know if y'all think this song is next to blow or hell no.
12.
It's your boy, B. Trav, up in the spot. Do it what I do, when you know I get it high. There's no stopping me. Cause girl, you got something that I'm trying to say. The way you move it when you step up in the club. Kinda makes a nigga wanna go and get it up. You do what you do it, cause I cannot get it up. This is what I need from you, baby. Drop it down low and touch your toes, girl. Put your dip in your back and let your hip roll. You ain't worried about what the others do. Just let them hate cause they ain't doing it like you. I'm here to give you what you want. The mama take you through shots, but this was strong. Get your body loose, get your body loose. And you can come back to the crib cause it's on.
Move it to the left, move it to the right. Put that arch up in your back, we can do it all night.
Move it to the left, move it to the right. Put that arch up in your back, we can do it all night.
Okay. That was Swerve by Brandon Trayvon and everything. Now, let's get into these calls. Let's see if it was the next to blow or hell no.
Hey, Ashley, yo, wait. Chris, before we get into the first call, yo, on everything, I swear to God, I think I heard that song before. Dudes from here, I just looked up his little bio in our email. I'm like, man, I heard that before. So I was like, when we was going to call, I'm thinking to myself, so sorry to interrupt you, but I just wanted to say that. But yeah, kind of dope. Proceed.
Okay.
Minneapolis, stand up.
All right, well, let's see. Ashley, what you thinking about that, John? Next to blow or hell no?
Hell no.
Oh, man.
All right, Ashley. You said it that way. Hell no.
Ooh. I like Ashley. She just move with it. Okay. All right, we're going to get into the 404-839.
Here. 404. Supernova Slim is in the building. What it do, man?
What it do? Is that a next to blow or hell no?
Man, I say that shit is a next to blow, man. I pump that shit in my car and I dance to that shit in the club. Real shit. It started off kind of slow and I was kind of lost at first. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of monotone and I was wondering if he was going to switch it up a little bit. But when the beat dropped in and out and then the, you know, little rapping verse came, man, I was really feeling that shit, yo. So I say, pump that, next to blow, bang, bang.
No doubt.
Yeah,
all right, we're going to see what Teresa got to say about it a little bit. What you thinking, next to blow or hell no? Hello?
Uber, where you at?
Is y'all talking to me?
Yes, we talking to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I was watching Rip the Runway. But that song was kind of nice. I love the beat. Is that what we talking about?
Blow or hell no?
Yeah.
Next to blow.
Next to blow?
Yeah.
All right. All right, where are we going? Let's take it to the 305-240 and everything.
Carly,
you on the line?
What's up?
305,
that means you're
a Florida.
What's happening? This little baby, what's going on, man? I've been hearing y'all music on here. Playing art and music, man. It's going good. And what is that song called? Designer. I forgot what it's called. This is my baby song.
You trying to hear Designer Diva, but we'll take your question a little bit later. Like, did you hear the last song? Did you hear the last song I was playing? Do you think it's the next to blow or hell no?
It's whatever. Next to blow. That's how I'm rocking.
All right, next to blow.
Stay on the line, we're gonna play that track for you. All right, where we going with it? We're gonna go to 216924. What you think of that last song?
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah. I keep getting the echo.
That's because the person you're sitting next to, if he's calling in too, one of y'all got to make sure the phone's muted, boo.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this here. That one and the last one, they the next one to blow their motherfucking brains out.
So that was a hell no?
Hell no.
All right, no doubt.
Hey, y'all. Yo, Crush, can you bring up that Straight Like That song? I want to get it. You know what? I'm going to play it. And when we come back from y'all, we're going to tally up these votes for these five songs. Then we're going to let y'all know who won. And then, so stay tuned. We're going to get into this track. I like this track, so
I think this track right here is next to blow, but it's not part of the competition. But you know what I'm saying? We're going to get into this track right here. Straight like that, CB. Let's go.
Six Deep Entertainment.
I'm so flat, straight like that. I'm so flat, straight like that. Straight like that. You don't want it. Lego. I'm so flat, straight like that. Catch me in the club in the booth for the back. Six deep fitted with my chucks all black. Pocket full of green and my jeans all black. Retain me the beat. Fresh say snap. I'ma snap back on these niggas like hats. Eyes so low. Can't even see. I don't really care. Pass me the weed. Bro, stank like a just farted. Walmart shown, but the coochie be the target. Better get your money while you worry about a hoe. Pull out the fire, I'ma light up the joint. Fight my stone, ain't never been me. Before my respect, I'm a D-I-E. Y'all so lame, L-A-M-E. I'm so L-I-V-E. Keep
no,
my cool,
soul,
still
man.
Got the heat. If it even got beef, Reese, put him in the grease. Getting to the money, that's what I was taught. If you want me, then it ain't my fault. I'm clean, straight like that. I'm so clean, straight like that. Check my sweat, straight like that. I'm so fly, straight like that. Check my sweat, straight like that. I'm so fly, straight like that. Check my sweat, straight like that. I'm so fly, straight like that. Straight like that, straight like that. Check my sweat, straight like that. Straight like that, straight like that. Check my sweat, straight like that. 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 Straight like that.
Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that.
Yeah.
I'll point you out. Stick it on my head. Who on, who not?
Yeah.
Who on bread, you can do your dirt. But in the long run, I'ma do my dirt.
Yeah. It's my ghost. I gotta catch ghosts. Pay me for the bread, then you gotta get toast. Your model, strike that pose, then give me headshots like Vogue. Pose for the camera, most actors. Till I get the torrents out, banging like hammers. Y'all can't see me, got me feeling like Phantom. Three bad hoes, got me feeling like Santa. No stress, plus I got a ball. Garnet, these lies. Far-fetched, transform in the booth, clock can't fly. I rep the foe, that's my set. If a nigga got pressure, we just shoot it off his chest. Fast, fast, fast. Who next? Fat, who next?
Straight like that, straight like that.
The
fuck? My sweat, straight like that. Straight like that, straight like that.
See
my sweat, straight like that, straight like that.
Yeah,
straight like that, straight like that, straight like that. Straight like that, straight like that, straight like that.
Straight like that. Shout out to CB from Miami, definitely giving it in. Reach out and Kid Adam. Straight like that. Definitely. So, y'all, can I get a drum roll, please, y'all? All right, y'all. The winner of tonight, Next to Blow or Hell No, is Conscience with Addiction. So, shout out to him.
Damn, Queen T, I thought I was going to be announcing that, but you just go ahead and kick me out. I thought you had a show or something to do.
My bad.
That
was Red's song. That's the only reason why I did it.
See, Queen don't trust me to run this.
Me and my boo Chris over here with Locke Magasi are finally talking more because we ain't got everybody yelling and shit at us.
You know what, y'all? I'm going to just let y'all do y'all. You know what? I'm going to just hang up, y'all. Fuck it.
Trust me, that's what it is.
Huh? I know. Okay, look. Like, Next to Blow Radio is like my baby, so it's like I'm not used to not being in front of like a switchboard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, I'm leaving like my baby, like, I don't know what's going on.
Well, let me babysit, David. I got this. Let me babysit.
Okay, I'm going to let you babysit. I'm going to let y'all do what y'all do. Shout out to Next to Blow or Hell No. Like I said, Miss Queen T, myself, and Kid Red, Tadal, Sheetal, we're down in the Terminal Bar tonight, so make sure you come turn up. Shout out to Mecca, and shout out to all the artists that, you know what I'm saying, tuned in
shout out to all the callers that judge. Don't go nowhere because they got some hot topics for y'all. We got an interview a little bit later on with last week's winner. So, all right, I'm going to let y'all do what y'all do. I love y'all.
Love you too, boo. Love you, boo.
All right, girl. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Work.
Yeah. Get there.
Where?
I know I'm going to be here tonight.
That winner was Conscious, the MC with Addiction. So next week, make sure to tune in. We're going to have Conscious on the show with an interview. That song was hot. So make sure to tune in for y'all to miss our interview with him. Hey, yo, Crush, what's up?
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Why don't you go ahead and so everybody know how our co-host is tonight, you know, next blow eight, you know, so they know who you are. God forgive me, I just skipped the smoke. Oh, shit. Slowing down.
I never did get to introduce myself to the people who don't know.
Girl, looking out for you.
Well, okay, thank you. Hold on, let me get myself right. Yes. It's Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crush the Catalyst, See Me with the Baddest Chick. I'ma get shot for the shit I say, but I'ma say it anyway. I'm in the groove, I'm Mr. So Damn Smooth. Got that flow, next to blow, Lego.
Lego.
Yeah, that was nice.
Shout out to my tagline.
That's what it is. I better watch out for him. So for sure, so we got that interview next week. That's going to be dope. Hopefully, dude calls in tonight so we can get that interview with him. Topics. What's up? What we got tonight? We got to get into some hot topics. We got to give our callers what they want, some bullshit and fun.
Who got the next topic?
Right. I already did mine. We lost to right now. You got a topic for tonight?
Let's see. Well, let's see. Somebody said this before. How much fucking is too much fucking?
I mean, shit. How can you answer that, though? I mean, who would not want to fuck all day 24/7 if it's good with the right person, though? So it's like, shit, the dick is good. I want it 24. I mean, we can't do it 24 because we got to work and shit, but shit, lunch. I mean, breakfast, lunch, dinner, why not?
Right. Boy. Yeah. I didn't get your number again, though.
Okay, this is Crush saying this now. Everybody know me. I'm a freak. Yes, I'm a Scorpio, natural born and bred Scorpio. So, Scorpio, we get it in. Scorpios, we get it in. But now when I say too much, it's when I start fucking with my livelihood. Like, if I ain't going to work, making that money, that's a little bit too much. When I'm passing up the studio, the fuck, that's too much. When I'm passing up a performance, the fuck, canceling the show, which is comes on every Thursday right here on Next to Blow Radio, 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. just threw that plug in there. If I'm doing that, that's too much. You know what I mean? I mean, other than that, sex is good all the time.
Sex is a wonderful thing to do. Like, come on. Who don't like to have sex, you know?
I know. It's
a beautiful thing.
I need somebody in my bed right now. Just
hold up. Everybody.
Well, yeah, I feel you, Crush. Don't make it a priority, man. I feel you, Crush, man. Don't make it
you can't make it a priority, but you make it a priority to break her back, but you got to make it a priority to actually live, too.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Shit.
Yeah, that's for the women, too, you know. Straight up. If you make it a priority, man.
Yeah, what chocolate got to say about this? Miss Chocolate.
Chocolate. I'm here. I'm censored right now. Y'all got to forgive me.
You're horny, huh? You're horny?
I got Relocating. I was in one area of the house, and then, you know, the elders that came around. So, you know, I don't want to be too risque and run too, so I had to move around. But sex, I mean, come on. Now, y'all know how I feel. Every Monday night, I get to this. Talks about nothing but sex. Is there too much sex? Nope. There's not.
Yeah.
Well, no,
yeah.
I know. There's never too much sex.
The prostitute knows when it's time to have sex, it's time to have sex, and when it's time to do everything else, it's time to do everything else. I mean, that's just what it is.
I ain't never letting nothing come in. Ain't nothing more with potent than the moolah, and I mean that. So I ain't never going to let my money get messed up or none of that over no sex. So, no.
Well, it is, though. That's
straight
good.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's let some of the callers get their feedback on this. Like, okay. Let's see what Jay got to say about it. Jay, what you think about that? Hello?
Hold on. Yeah,
that was it. Okay. let's see what... Let's see what Lil Bit got to say about that. Teresa, what you got to say about that?
Damn, government. Say about what? I wasn't kind of listening. I'm sorry.
Oh,
how much
well,
fucking
big.
Is...
Don't mute me, don't mute me. Tell me, what's going on? I kind of heard y'all talking about sex. Is that what y'all talking about?
You know it.
How much, basically, how much fucking is too much fucking?
Ain't no such thing.
Thank you.
Hey, what's your number, though, man?
I mean, doing all day,
what's
every Sunday, spending every second is amazing. But the sex gotta be good, though.
Mhm. Hey, what's your Facebook?
No boring sex.
What's your Facebook? What's your Twitter? What's your Instagram?
I forget what the
shout out. What can a caller find you at, Miss Lil Bit?
Who trying to find me?
Huh?
Google.
Who's
trying to find me?
It's a Crush Academy, isn't everything? I'm trying to figure.
Why they come see me?
Say what? Say what?
Why you performing tonight? What's up with that? I'm sorry, y'all are like dead.
You did the phone cutting in and out. I need you to get that together.
I'm sorry, but y'all is like dry. You talk, laugh, yell, damn.
We're letting you talk, though. We're giving you the floor, you feel me? Oh, baby.
You miss me yet?
Girl, don't nobody miss you. Queen T ain't even on the line no more.
What the fuck
she at? Queen T left to go to an event to go host at the
Terminal
Bar.
Ah, they suck. That's why y'all dry as hell. Say something. Chocolate. Talk about Monday night or something.
You so goofy. You ain't even been listening, fool. We've been talking. You just picked up the phone and heard your name, and we asked you to tune in on a topic. Now get your life, boo.
I got it. You need to come see me.
Oh, my gosh. I'll see you soon. Crush, can we please get another call? This one is just doing the most.
Y'all ain't like, don't be muting me. What the hell?
I actually
I love you guys.
Well, Let's see what Ashley got to say about it. Ashley, what you got to say about the topic? Okay, Ashley.
Okay,
I'm gonna be people using their phones again.
I think that's what it is, you know.
I'm a real people to get their phone together, like,
Chris,
really
what's up? Is Dope still online?
Nah,
like,
this call got dropped, too.
Let's
set
off on
the
ad, though.
757 number, got to say. 757-320.
757-320.
You live on Next to Blow. Hell no, what's up?
And they just left. Okay, that was interesting.
Oh, wow.
Well,
if they don't like being on blast. Oh, well.
Well, I guess the question is just too much for people, you know? Maybe you just gotta be more direct.
You gotta
say
that to Wednesday night.
See, I'm gonna need people to stop acting so damn scared. Like, shit. We all grown, ain't we?
Exactly. You gotta say that for Wednesday night.
If we
wanna
talk about breaking backs, let's talk about breaking backs. If we talking about what makes a girl scream, let's talk about what makes a girl scream. If we want to talk about what drives dudes crazy, let's talk about it. Because I ain't scared to tell the women what makes me drives me crazy, what y'all do. And I'm sure y'all ain't scared to tell us what makes y'all go crazy, what we do. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though, man. Just do your thing, girl. Just do your thing. That's all I ask, man, you know.
Right. Do your thing. But you know what? Let me stop ringing. Let's get into a music break and everything. Yeah, we're gonna get into a music break. We're gonna spin this round and round and everything.
Oh shit!
Yeah, you know I had to play this show. But I can't remember how to say. I don't want to say his name because I don't.
Namiko. Okay, it's all right. I'm gonna do it. It's Namiko out of ATL. The name of the track is called Round and Round. It's going to be on Wallstar, Vivo, Friday before noon. The commercials are going to be ever on BET. The video will be on BET Women's the Park next month. It is going down. Shouts out to Namiko from the ATL and Rough Road Records. Let's get it.
Thank you, Magassi.
Pull up to the club, I've been out in San Antonio. 40 grand a year, but we spend that on our clothes. By the end of the night, I bet we leaving with y'all. Throw a couple bands at them and round and round they go. Throw a couple bands at them and round and round they go. That bet hole through the team and round and round she go. Throw a couple bands at them and round and round they go. That bet hole through the team and round and round she go. She rolling. Booty swagging, slow motion. Stop a couple hundred, she driving and she focused. Booty rip my shirt, I'm naming it Hulk Hogan. She passing niggas just there. Slapping that booty like Ric Flair. I'm fending myself like no air. She busting in public, she don't care. Round of applause, made that booty clap. Round and round she go, that's a groupie out. She hanging out with a foe. My broom hook is focused, gonna be right until I'm choking. But she ain't done, she can keep going. And she do this with her eyes closed. She twerk, I can't keep my pants on. What the hell you mean that I can't touch? That's the kind of booty that I gotta put my hands on. Now you know I have a Lamborghini, Lamborghini. Now gonna make them clothes disappear. Poof, like Vinny Vinny Vici, I call it fettuccine. I'ma leave it, take it right out of here. She pull it off with no budget. Guarantee that we fucking. Pass it over to my homies. Chuck the deuces and keep trucking. Pull up to the club, I've been out in San Antonio. 40 grand a year, but we spend that on our clothes. By the end of the night, I bet we leaving with y'all. Throw a couple bands at them and round they go. Throw a couple bands at them and round they go. That's that hole through the team and round she go. Throw a couple bands at them and round they go. That's that hole through the team and round she go.
Round and round, she bouncing down on my pole, going, that's your hoe. She wanna have my baby, but I told her no, no. I mean, what the hell is you thinking? You really need to quit drinking. I really don't see you in this picture that I'm painting. So, to the club I go, go. I pull up in that photo. These hoes wanna take a photo, but I blow them off and I blow smoke. I'm walking in with two handfuls of that green shit. That's dope and dope. And you know that I'm the shit, so you better cut your chicken. If you don't, then you won't see it no more. I'm so thrilled. Everything around me is in slow-mo. Got a 9 for the haters like Romo. Got the bitch on my dick and that's promo, huh? She had a big old booty. I asked her for her name and she told
told me it was due to.
Pull up to the club, hopping out in San Antonio. 40 grand a year, but we spend that on our clothes. By the end of the night, I bet we leaving with y'all. Throw a couple bands at a man, round and round they go. Throw a couple bands at a man, round and round they go. That's that hole through the team, man, round and round she go. Throw a couple bands at a man, round and round they go. That's that hole through the team, man, round and round she go.
Show.
Round and round they go. Hey, I love that shit. I really do. Like, I heard that joint last night. That's my shit. Yeah.
Crush, wait till you see the video on Friday. It's going to be crazy, y'all.
Shit, I can't wait to see that damn video.
Yes, I'm going to tag you in it on Friday morning to go see that shit. I got you.
Right, right.
Shit,
what about the team? Chuck, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
You got it, like the track?
Chocolate is present.
I know, you here?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
All right. Who else got a topic for tonight?
Can you fuck faces hear me? See, no one responded. Hello.
Because I can start with mine. I can go with mine.
Hey, hello, can y'all hear me?
Sure.
Y'all want to go?
Red.
Huh?
Was that red?
No, this is chocolate. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you,
no chocolate. You can't hear no chocolate?
Yes, we can hear you,
man. Yeah.
We can hear you.
Don't let's take some chocolate, man. I'll tell you, Rex.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure my phone was working. You guys could hear me.
Yeah, we got
your
you checking the
chocolate. It's always working. Your tongue is always working.
you good, talking like that.
Thanks. Appreciate you. What's your topic, Chris?
My topic is crazy exes. Anybody got crazy ex?
Oh, my God. Don't do that. Don't go there.
Yes, let's go there. Let's go there. Because I'm going to talk about mine. I ain't scared to talk about mine. Y'all scared? Because I ain't
scared to talk about mine either, but it's like every time I talk about them, I talk them up. So that means if I talk about them right now, that means in about T-minus, by the end of the night or tomorrow morning, he's going to be hitting my line.
Damn. I'm glad
that
I changed my number.
It is,
okay,
man.
But I'm going to talk about mine. I got an ex that I used to talk to and everything, and a friend, and this is the reason why you can't throw it on every girl the same way, because you don't know how she's gonna act to it. So, so let's say I did my damn thing to this one chick, and she just went bipolar, crazy on me. And this is the reason. And if anybody knows Waiting to Exhale, they know that Not Gonna Cry, that Mary J. Blige joint.
Yeah.
I'm scared of that song. I'm scared of this song, and I'm gonna tell you why. Cause
why,
I was chilling with it. I was talking to this joint and everything. So one day she was talking about, you gonna come over my crib? I was like, yeah, all right. So I had a performance that night, and me and my boys went out to eat afterwards. So boom, I get to her crib and everything. She's like, where you been? I was like, I was at the performance. You already know this. She's like, so the performance out. Way before then, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Everything shut down in Delaware at 1. And yeah, everything in Delaware shuts down at 1, literally. So I was like, I went out to eat. She's like, okay. So mind you, I'm hearing this in the background. She got the candles lit and everything. I'm thinking she set me up for something romantic. Oh, so sweet and everything. She's sitting on the couch, just like, so you just decide you're going to stroll in here out of nowhere.
Next thing I know, this girl is jumping at me with two big ass butcher knives.
Damn.
Yes.
Wow.
Take me down the street.
Damn.
Singing, while singing, not gonna cry, and crying. Take me.
Not gonna cry, motherfucker.
I
can see your ass running, though.
Like, oh, no, don't cry. I'm not gonna cry. I'm gonna kill you, nigga. Like, whoa.
Damn.
That's crazy.
So everybody who knows me, every time they want to really fuck with me, they'll play Not Gonna Cry and just look at me. Because they know it's just going to fuck me up.
Well.
Wow.
I lived a wild life. I have lived definitely a wild life.
Wow.
Who next?
Well, I had an ex invite me for dinner. Talk about she gonna cook some spaghetti and shit. You know, I had kind of like a thought. You know, like, you know, spaghetti is, you know you don't even cook spaghetti. You know, so you trying to, you know, you say you trying something new. Okay. Fuck that, man. Shit, I ain't even go, man. Fuck that. I went to motherfucking Jack in the Box from her ass. See her ass somewhere sometime next week or so, man, because fuck that. Ain't no telling what the fuck she trying to do. Ain't no telling. Shit, ain't no telling. Shit. Put some shit in there.
Chocolate. My guys, I know y'all got some. Crazy exes. Sexy as y'all two are. I know y'all got some crazy exes.
Okay, so my ex, right?
I mean, go ahead,
Magasi.
Go ahead, Chocolate. Go ahead, Chocolate.
So, oh, Magasi. Yeah.
My ex, right, peep, I just broke up with dude, actually, like, not too recently. You know, not that long ago, just recently. And
right.
That his whole demeanor, like, from just everything about him, to scream crazy. But, you know, you give people a chance, give them a try, you know, see how it goes. But when the true colors start to shine, if you don't run, you'll be stuck for life. Shorty, I mean, his mentality was just, it blew me. Talking about possessive, he was the ultimate possessor. Send me a picture of where you at. Send me a picture of who you with. Call me. Get to your destination. Take a picture once you get there, too.
You put it on them something serious, didn't you?
I'm talking about, man. Shorty, you
hit that one time, all of a sudden, you want to be friends for forever.
Isolation? Let me see. He tried to make me move. So I live in the city, right? Shorty lives an hour and a half away from me. He's like, you can just quit your job and move out here. I said, move out here to the country for what? To be your housewife? You want to knock me up and make me live in the house? Nah, I'm shack up, baby. I got things to do, bills to pay, money to make, you know what I'm saying, a life to live, and I'm not too sure I want to do that.
Tell him, man. Tell him. You're strong. You're strong.
So, ladies, let me say
something. I ain't
going to
lock my ass, man.
Better make sure that you choose wisely, because if you put on the wrong one, they will go crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm full of crazy-ass exes, man. I'm full of knowing every move and shit you make.
I'm talking about every step I take.
At least I didn't get chased down the street with butcher knives.
Damn, and they went to the show.
Women are crazy, period. Like, I ain't gonna lie, we some crazy ass bitches. I'm crazy. Like, I'll do shit like I'm sitting on foot and you piss me off. And, like, if you, like, do some crazy shit to me, I'll, like, fucking do some weird shit to you. You feel me? Like, I'm crazy. Like, us women, like, when you do something to each other, we love you like that, we'll do some crazy shit. Yeah, we
so you'll chase a nigga down with knives.
We are. No, I'm putting your food and shit. I put, like, roaches in your rice and shit.
Oh, see, that's foul. That's foul. That's too foul, man.
That's hella foul.
Is, oh,
oh yeah. Hell no. Nah.
Like,
starting to see
like,
all of that.
See, that's a cold thing. Now let me know. Where you going to get this roast from?
See? I'm starting to see Magasi in a different light. I'm reading it. This light kind of dark. This light kind of dark.
I'm telling you, man. I'm evil. Yeah, I'm evil. But to answer the question, like, I asked whatever. I told him I didn't want to be with him no more. You know what I'm saying? And he came to the crib at 2 o'clock in the morning. He had a nice hug to his chest. He was like, yo, if you leave me, I'll kill myself, dog. I'll kill myself if you leave me. And I'm like, I was so scared for him not to kill himself. I'm like, okay, it's not over. He's like, you sure you're lying to me? I'm going to kill myself right now, dog. I'm going to die in front of your porch. And I was like, no, for I'll take it back. Don't do it. I'll take it back. So I had to, like, you know, calm him down, bring him out of the crib, let him sleep over because I was so scared he was going to kill himself and shit. So, you know.
You know, like crazy ass niggas too, man. You know, niggas go to jail or something, man. Niggas spent 5 years of his life. I love my Cedar.
I think that was my problem. My problem was the fact that my dude was in jail, and when he came back from jail, you know what I'm saying? That's what probably threw his crazy ass off even more. Cause shit, he was crazy before them, knowing this man for about 10 years. So y'all, there's history there. Y'all, I can't even go into depth for the level of the craziness I went through. Y'all be like, Chalk, you ain't go through that. And I'd be like, yeah, Chocolate went through that.
Man.
How you got away with that, though? Like, what are you scared of? Like,
good.
Seeing something like that? You
what you
say?
What
are you talking about? Wasn't he scared that he was going to probably try to kill you one day or whatever because he was so obsessed over you?
Hell no, this man still to this day obsessed with me. You know, he will send me messages like, you know, that's still mine, right? You know, I can't live without you, right? You know, my love for you is inevitable, right?
Hell,
still
man.
To
this day. It'd be like that sometimes.
You
know what? That's a good thing. That's a good thing because it shows that, you know, we put it on them. You know, we love them, right? We gave them that good. So it's hard for them to forget. So, I know this.
He ain't never going to go nowhere, so I know if I ever need anything, I know what I need to do to get it, and I bet you you'll give it to me every time.
Okay. And let them know who you messing with. Let them know. Just let them find out. They need to be just niggas start spying and shit, calling you normal times and shit. You can call me in the morning and shit. Nigga, you don't ever call me the goddamn morning. What the fuck you? Damn, they say you arguing with this nigga, huh?
Nah, yeah. I ain't got to worry about that. That nigga know he's wrong.
Damn. That's true.
Yeah. Man, that's I think you got tracking advice for your ass or something, man. Like,
what did you say? What?
You got a tracking device on your ass or something. You know, wherever you go. Go to the mall. Gonna find your ass. Nigga be over there with a trench coat.
Trench coat and everything. Wait outside the door.
God, man, girl. Man.
Wow.
I wouldn't fall in love like that, though, man. But not like that kind of love, nigga. Nigga, fire and shit, you know. And
you don't
want
to be
shit.
Ice spy? So you ain't trying to play the ice spy, huh?
You know, shit. I do my thing and shit, you know. We do the damn thing. It will be like, you know, nigga calling you every hour in the day and shit, man. Like some niggas do. Like, how you doing? What you doing? What's up? What you doing today? Same shit every goddamn day. I ain't gonna do that shit.
Same shit every day, every other minute.
Yeah. But you know what, y'all? Know what, though? We got,
What?
It's about that time to bring in this special guest and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Pagasi, would you care to do the honors?
Oh, my God.
Bobby Steels.
Oh my God.
Can you do it,
Chocolate?
Can you do it, Chocolate?
I got you.
Can you bring in the guest with me?
Oh, yeah.
You got the song in the queue, too?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's cool, y'all.
Pee-wee
Miss Chocolate with me.
I was asking. Okay. I was asking Chris if he had the song in the queue.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So last week's winner we had on the show next to Blower Hell No was Bobby Skills. Yo, Bobby, welcome to Next to Blower Hell No. We want to first of all congratulate you.
Hey, how you doing? Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Welcome to the show. You are live on Next to Blower Hell No. We want to thank you for tuning in with us, and we appreciate you for sending your music in to us and allowing us to put you into rotation and letting the listeners listen to your music, vote, and give you the win. So welcome.
Oh, no doubt. I appreciate what y'all doing over there, man. Real talk, man. We need more like this going on in the Twin Cities, man.
For sure. You know, can
you do us a favor? Yeah, go for it.
Give us a little short bio background on you real quick for the listeners so that they can get a little idea of who you are and where you're coming from.
Okay. Originally Bobby Skills, you know, now known as Bobby Blanco. Born and raised in Chicago, moved to Minnesota when I was 14. You know, Minnesota's my new home. I'm repping it to the fullest. I've been doing this music thing consistently now for the last 5-6 years. I'm told I'm really good, so, you know, I'm going to stick with it. You know, done multiple showcases, won them all. I got a couple people looking at me right now. I'm not going to say no name, but it's looking real promising, man. Hopefully it pans out for me.
That's what's up, man.
That's what's up. That's what it do.
See your thing. Shit.
Out the bed. I want you guys to have a seat on the floor, please. Easy.
But let me let all the listeners know. Right now we're about to go into our overtime hour. So if you're listening on your computer, call in right now, or your call will be, or you won't be able to hear the rest of the show. So call in 718-664-9115 and press 1 to go live with us. All right, yeah. Now back to Bob.
What up?
Yo, let's get right into them questions. Man, I got so much I want to ask. Can I just jump off real quick into some questions?
Hey, come on. I'm gonna rock with you. Come on.
For sure. Cool. So, Bobby, all right, you got your song that you did that won you on Next to Blower Hell No last week with Matt Irv. How did that connection work? You know what I'm saying? How did y'all meet? You know what I'm saying? How did that song come together, that collaboration?
Hey, my man, Aries T. Lee Hester, man, you know, he's been a mentor, you know, to me since I've been, you know, since I started as a little pup in this. And he chefed the beat up. I came through there. He had his idea for it. I went far left with it. I was sitting on the track for like 6 months, you know, trying to find an artist that, you know, I feel that they'll come, you know, compete with me on that level. And I ended up coming across Irv. You know, I went to high school with him and reached out to him. I ain't seen him in years. And, you know, he showed love. He came through, kept his word, did what he had, you know, did what we discussed. And now I feel we got a hot track out of it.
Okay, that's what's up. So you said you went to high school, so that means you a patriot.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Big up to all my patriots out there.
I'm a polar, so, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go here and represent that to the fullest, North High, and this thing. Chocolate.
Also, you know, I got to plug the venue tonight, man. Bobby Blanco is doing his thing tonight, man. Imperial Room. Come through there, man. Come one, come all, man. Bring somebody that knows somebody, man. And like, it's going to be a live show. It's a lot of heavy hitters on the venue from what I see.
Are you at that
event
with Mecca, or are you at a different event?
No, I'm at the one with Mecca.
Okay, so that's at the Terminal Bar now. They ain't at the Imperial Room. We got Miss Queen T, other host, and then Red, who's one of the other hosts. They both on their way down there. They have left the show, so you only got about 4 of us on the line plus Crush.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so where is it at now?
So they said it's at the Terminal Bar.
Where is that at? I'm shook. I'm
it's
on the highway right now.
It's 419
Hennepin. 419
Hennepin? 409 East Hennepin.
Oh, 9 East Hennepin. Okay, Terminal Bar.
All you got to do
okay.
is drive through the snow. And you'll find
right,
your way
right
there.
Okay. Well, yeah, back to the program. My bad. You know, what's up, everybody? What's up, world? I'm back.
Yeah.
I actually want to hear this. I actually want to hear this track, though.
You want to hear the track?
Yeah, rock the track, man.
I say we want
the
track, though.
The fucking like, with my head, or the latest one, what's a black beamer to a block bleeding?
We played
that,
fucking with my head.
The fucking with my head, John.
Oh, yeah, that head, yeah. Yeah, you ain't heard it yet, or how you feel about
yeah.
it?
Hey, I feel that could be in an action movie, man.
That's
like,
exactly,
for real,
that's
man.
I want to pitch it to, like, Universal Films or, you know, whatever film company. I think that would be one of them adrenaline, somebody running from somebody type of scenes. I think that that'll pan out real nice with that kind of outlook on it.
Like Crank, you know?
Oh,
take the straight
exactly. Why was I thinking Crank when, you know, when I was explaining that to you, man? We on the same page, man. I like that our little vibe we getting right now.
Well, Bobby, I'm going to need you, like, to introduce this, John, so we can play it, because y'all hyping this thing up so high. I need to hear this, John, now. I really need to hear it.
Oh, man, it's your boy, Bobby Skills. You know what I'm saying? From now known as Bobby Blanco, doing the real big right here on Next to Blow, fucking with my head, featuring my boy, Matt Curves, man. Like it or love it. You know, find it on YouTube, share it, do the whole nine with it, man. You know, just support your boy, man. You know, much love will be returned.
Get it. My head. This is nice. Love that.
Y'all
feeling
me?
Cool.
Y'all feeling me?
That shit is hard.
Don't that go hard? That's that
okay.
Don't
that hard to the max. Word that you're hard to the max.
Okay. Okay, like I said, I appreciate it, man. I really do. I just got goosebumps hearing my own shit, man. That's what's up. Maybe because it's different because I'm hearing it on the radio now.
That's
but,
what's
yeah,
up.
I mean,
yo, you deserve that radio play. Real talk. Yo, that shit hard.
That deserves
like,
radio
play.
I'm.
That belongs like on a soundtrack or something, man, like a Fast and Furious or something. You feel me, man?
Word.
That's like, for real. I'm serious, man.
That's
yeah,
the type
I mean,
of music
I mean,
you play when you're in a high-speed car chase.
Said, don't get me wrong, man. If that's on the soundtrack, it's going to sell, you know. Shit. He said, either way, it's too much money, man. Shit. That sounds
like
nice,
car
man.
Chase, jump out of a plane type shit. Like, yo, that's it. Oh, my God, that shit is hard. Ooh.
That is a dope record.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And, I mean, I got a lot more coming, man. I got a mixtape I'm putting together right now called, you know, Everything's a Swindle, you know, Swindle. And then I got Pink Panties. Pink Panties still been anticipated for a while, but I'm still finna hit y'all with Pink Panties, too. And Pink Panties is catered to anyone with an inner freak, man. Anybody got a little freaky side to them should appreciate Pink Panties.
I need that song.
Make sure
you
mention
Pink
Panties.
Okay, hold on. We need to do a formal introduction. Hi, Bobby Skills, sweetheart. This is the co-captain of Team Wet Wet, Miss Chocolate. You got your girl Magasi on the line, also a member of the Team Wet Wet up in the building. What's the deal? So we're going to need that track ASAP.
ASAP?
Hey,
like, hey, I can hear
that.
Hey, I'll shoot y'all. I'll see y'all right after I get done with this venue tonight, man. I definitely going to hit y'all with at least 5 or 6, you know, EPs off of that joint, man. I think I can do that. You want me to send it to the next Blow website, or you know, you gonna hit me on the book and you know send your email?
You can hit that to the next Blow email, and then what I could do is I can forward it over to my email for my Monday night show for Sex After Dark with your girl Miss Chocolate. Make sure to tune in every Monday night, and then that way I can play you Pink Panties on that.
Yeah, I mean,
side.
Okay, yeah, because I got one call. I want y'all to check it out. You know, it's well put together, man. You know, I can't forget the first time I seen her twirling around the pole. I got a rack to blow. I got an ounce of smoke. Baby, take it slow. You know, I really can't cope with the wheels of motion. I can feel the potency of the real reason why you want to fuck with me. Wait, no, I'm going to stop there. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I got you. I don't know how long.
And that's what we do on Next to Blow Radio. That boy right there just spit that off the walk. Say that, fam.
Straight out the walk.
Yeah, I fuck with y'all, man. Real talk, man. Yeah, I'm gonna make sure I try to keep the episodes going on my page and everything too, man. Just so you know, the love can keep spreading, man. Because this is how it starts, man. From the bottom to the top, you know.
So who else got questions for Bobby?
I'll go for it.
I got one.
Go for it.
All right,
yeah, I got
Bobby,
questions,
who,
man.
Who are your influences in the? Who was your influence coming up?
Oh, coming up, I mean, I don't know, growing up, man, I listened to a lot of R&B for some reason, man. I was, like, listening to, like, Candyman and LL, you know, and then, you know, once Tupac came through and wrecked the game, man, I kind of, you know, got my ears ready for more stuff like Scarface and Biggie and Jay-Z and Nas, Outkast, man, yeah, I like, you know, real lyricists, man, you know. None of that, you know, watered down stuff. So, yeah, I would say, you know, all them oh, of course, Eminem, man. You know, I was influenced by all them, T.I., Wayne, you know. Yeah, them real lyricists, man. Kendrick Lamar, Drake, you know, everything of that stature.
Right.
That's what
cool,
it is,
cool.
Though.
All right, this is Magasia. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. All right, so if you can collab with any mainstream producer, who would it be and why?
Mainstream producer? I would say Dr. Dre. Dre, you know, hands down, that's going to be my first. If I had a odd way to go, if it was my choice, I would go, you know, with Dre. And why? I mean, he just, the way he examined his artists, you know, he caters them and hooked them up.
Dre is that man. Oh my God. That was an excellent choice. Like, salute. Dr. Dre is one of the best, and I agree. I so agree with you.
Yeah.
That would be such a,
I mean, you very rarely ever, you know what I'm saying, hear anybody forcing lyrics to a Dre beat. Taylor make that beat just for that artist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's working wonders with Kendrick Lamar, man, and you know, look where he's at. He did the same thing with 50M, the game, you know, everybody he touched, man.
Everybody he touched. You're right about that. Everybody he touched.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I got a question though, man. It's not Neil from the Bay, man. Cali. But yeah, though, I'm gonna go back. What year you was born?
Oh, yeah, I'm an old cat, man. I'm an 80s baby.
80s.
Early 80s.
So what trend you was down with, man? Did you have the, your name behind your back of your head with the high top fade or the Josie boots?
Man, well, I did Jerry curl, man. I had afros and Jerry curls growing up, man. Afro,
Jerry,
you know, I had a couple little Duke kits went in my head, you know. But just staying with the latest trend.
Staying with the latest trend, though. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go far back, though. What was your first rap, and do you remember it?
My first rap.
Your very first rap as a kid, growing up.
I mean, I was actually, real talk, man, I was grown when I wrote my first rap. I never had dreams of being a rapper. I thought I was going to go to the league. You know, I played, I'm a really good ball player, man. And, you know, late in life, you know, after school, you know, my daughter was born already. You know, for some reason, I was inspired, you know. And it comes from, you know, people around me just hear me, you know, we just probably chiefing or something, freestyling. And it all started from that. You know, everybody, oh, man, you dope. And it just gave me some confidence to, you know, get out here. And I got to shout out, you know, the old school pimp homie, man, my man Herman, man. He ended up catching me one day in a freestyle, sitting in my truck, and I didn't know he was in my window. I'm looking to my right, to my passenger seat, and I'm killing something, you know. I turn back around after I'm done. He's like, B, was that freestyle or was that written? I'm like, dude, that was freestyle. You know, I'm like, you know, bragging. And he's like, man, I bet you can't remember nothing you just said. And I was like, nope. He was like, man, quit freestyling, man. Them freestyles is free. Write that shit down. And, you know, since then, man, it's been popping. I ain't put the pen down since. I write better than I freestyle now.
Yeah, that's the stuff, though, man. So you had a road dog growing up, man? Your Chris of the Cross.
Yeah, my man Tommy Guns, man, we that's probably my cat, you know, I linked him up when I first moved to Minnesota, and, you know, he's still around, man. Shout out to Guns, man. We still connected, man, you know, through ups and downs. He's still around.
That's tough, though, man. What it is, though, man. And are you a church boy?
Oh, yeah, you know, I got a... You know, I got the blood of Jesus running through me, man. You know, I'm not gonna be, you know, acting like I'm just, you know, of course, by me representing myself right now and fucking with my head. You know, y'all know, I ain't walking the walk and talking, you know, and talking the talk. But you know, definitely when it comes down, them hard times, you know, I know how to get on my knees, man. Real talk.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
do you have any upcoming shows? Any upcoming tours?
No upcoming tours or shows as of right now, man. Some things in the works. I don't know if it's going to be sooner than later. I'm just told Bobby be patient, and, you know, that's what I'm tired of hearing. But, you know, that's what it is.
Hold up. Intervention, why you mean you ain't got no shows coming up? You in my city. You in Minneapolis. We in this city. What's good? There's too much going on for you not to be on one of these shows, honey.
Hey, that's why I'm a big shout out to Mecca, you know, and I didn't catch all other names that was on the flyer, but hey, reach out to me, man. I'm open, I'm willing. Just show me the green light, and I'm gonna go.
For sure. With that being said, I'm gonna make sure that once we're done with Next to Blow tonight, I'm gonna send you a personal Facebook request, all that good stuff, because I don't think we're friends. This is Miss Chocolate, and I'm gonna make sure that once I connect with you, that we gonna do some work, because I work with a couple different promoters, you know what I'm saying? I'm with Realize Entertainment, and then I work with Origin, you know what I'm saying, with OS, you know what I'm saying, the Dustin Silver franchise. So we need to get you on a show or something. I don't know why that's not happening. We need to get you the exposure, boo. People need to hear you.
Hey, I love, man, love. I mean, yeah,
shoot me the you know, the link or the, your contact or the friend request, and we we can do it from there. And you know, I'm guaranteed.
Twitter, at Miss Chocolate 86, Instagram at Miss Chocolate 86, and then on Facebook is Chardonnay Miss Chocolate Hawkins. But I'll get you off of Red or Miss Queen T's page and just send you a request directly before we get off the line.
Okay. And before we get off the line too, I'm still circling on. I've been circling Hennepin for the last 15 minutes, man. if I'm going past the 90s, would it be on my left or my right? Let's see. Right now, the 90s is on my right. Do I got to turn around?
You know what? Don't give me the lion because I've never been in the terminal bar. All I know is the address. And she said it's 409 East.
Hennepin. Oh, 409. Okay, I'm over here on 9th. Okay, that's why.
Yep. 409
East Hennepin. East Hennepin. Okay, okay.
Look, that man on the way to the show.
Miss Chocolate, I got your name, you know, in my memory right now, but I'm trying to get everybody else's names too, just so when y'all reach out to me, I know you.
It's Lionel, man, from the state, man. And yeah, man, just holding it down around here. Lionel.
Lionel, okay.
MID somewhere. Biggs, he's
yeah, we normally got our co-host MID from Delaware. He's not on the line. Normally there's Jay Biggs from Arkansas. He's not on the line. Then you got Magasio on the line, and she's here tonight. And then you got Crush the Catalyst, who's doing a show with us tonight as our special guest co-host. Queen T and Red are going to be down at the terminal. So you're going to see Queen T tonight, and Queen T will be with Red, who's also hosting, Red Kid Recess, who's hosting.
Okay, yeah, I know, me and Red, we acquainted. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Then, hey, man, I don't know. Huh?
So do you
hello?
Have, like an official hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I was going to ask you, do you have, like, an official website that your fans can go to keep themselves updated with everything that you got going on?
Oh yeah. I gotta, you know, shout out my secret weapon here, man. You know, Othello, man, my producer, man. He's been by my side through it all, man. He's been producing a lot of hot tracks for me. Shout out to him, man. Othello, your domain or whatever they call it.
OthelloProductions.net.
And you guys can, you know, get everything off of there, or just friend me on Facebook. You know, the new page, Bobby Blanco, B-L-A-N-K-O. You know, I have to spice it up a little bit. Pretty much any updates, I do got a reverb. I'm not on it that much. You know, I need to get on there more, actually. But, Reverb Nation, you can hit me on there. Twitter, I got Twitter still under Bobby Skills, man. It's Bobby_Skills10. But, yeah, I got to set my internet game up, man. I'm still the old school.
Yeah, you got a network,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, got a network online, definitely.
That's a big thing. That's a big thing.
Yeah, and y'all also, too, YouTube. We hit my channel on YouTube, man. We just dropped a new single, man. I did it over the Waka Flocka, that Blanca, I think it was called. I thought it was appropriate, so I remixed it. Got a track called What's a Black Beamer to a Block Bleeding. And that just went up yesterday, man. You know, go on there, check me out, you know, to all your listeners. You know, get a feel for me, man. I'm real diverse. And also, I got to say, people, man, 85% of things that come out of my mouth is real. You know, the other 15% is possibility. You know, it can happen. But, you know, I appreciate that personally about myself because I don't fabricate a lot of my flows, man. You know, if I said it, I did it at some point in my life, you know. Even with the pink panties, so that, you know, all that shit y'all hearing on there, man, that shit real, man. I don't think I'm just rapping because it rhymes, you know, that shit real, you know.
Okay,
I ain't saying no names, I ain't snitching or nothing, no, neither. So I'm be thinking, oh, wait a minute, you know, if I see, let me stop. I don't know who's listening, man, but yeah.
I'm
here to
pink panties.
Yeah, pink panties.
It's
real, man.
It's pink panties. YouTube, can I go to YouTube and find Pink Panties, or do I got to wait for you to send it to me?
Pink Panties is on Reverb. I got it on my Reverb page. If you find Bobby Skills on Reverb, I got one track on there. It's called YNFL, Your Nigga for Life. I want to be your nigga. I want to be your nigga for a lot. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Oh shit.
What was that bar? Oh, it was told me to sit back and recline. I always knew she was a star. She crinkled it on me three times. First she came, then I came. While I was sucking on the bee stings, she came again. Pussy getting wetter, nobody can do it better then. Then she go fucking with my head again. Superhead, call her, hey, Superman. I'm kissing her on the neck while I'm carrying her to the bed. She say, wow, I'm so wet. It's been a while since I had sex. That's dope, man. Y'all got to check it out.
Good show. We can't wait to check that out.
Thank you so much, man.
We appreciate you for being on here. We know you got a show that you're getting to. Hopefully, we ain't taking too much of your time up. Anybody got any more questions for Bobby?
We good.
Bridget Kelly. Is that her name? Bridget Kelly, that girl that was Rock Nation right now? She got a song out right now, killing the charts, man. I think her name is Bridget Kelly. Yeah, that's her name, man. Yeah, she did the when Alicia Keys was pregnant and all that. She ended up doing the New York song in her place, and she killed it.
It's all good. Mm.
But yeah, I'm working with Bridget, man. You know, I know Alicia. You know, the Beyonce's and and Kelly Rowland, man. Real talk, that girl. She's touching it. She's killing everything on the mainstream too that she touched right now. She even got Beyonce touching her now. You know. Beyonce, man.
Her one song killed our Beyonce whole album, man. One song came out with Lil Wayne.
It wasn't even Kelly. Everybody know what it was. It was Kelly, Badass, and them performances. Cause Kelly
I mean, real talk.
And her performances. Fuck it, I'm finna break out. It's time for me to break out.
Yeah, cause you know Kelly's not she don't got no limitations like Beyonce did. You know, Beyonce got that squeaky clean kind of feel. You know, Kelly like, you know, I can do that dirty shit. Like, look what happened to Chris Brown when he went bad. You know, he stole records.
Mhm. That's true.
You know, so Beyonce trying to go bad now. And, you know,
I'm sorry to say Chris Brown can't go bad unless he just going that Bobby Brown wild or something, man.
When I say bad, it means just bad boy. You know, because he had that squeaky clean. You know, he was cool trying to be the next Michael, but once he got here with them charges, you know, he just said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna be a nigga now." You know,
started smoking that weed.
Let's see what one of these callers have to say.
To see if they got a question for Bobby. We're gonna get into the 952. 992 952 992. You're on next to Bluff. Hello?
Bluff.
Hey.
You
have a question?
How you doing?
They walk into the club.
I guess.
Oh, yeah, okay. Y'all can hear me?
I think they tripped.
Is there another caller,
Chris? Huh?
You got another caller in the queue?
Nah.
Okay. Nobody want to talk to Mr. Blanco, huh?
Right, they didn't want to talk to you. They had a first time one. So, Bobby, what you got on the agenda for tonight as far as what you're going to perform? Are you going to perform that Fuckin' With My Head? What you performing tonight?
Oh, yeah, they finna get fucking with my head. I got a track called Pressure. I'm about to hit them with tonight. I got a track called I'm going to do with the Black Beamer to a Block Bleeding. And then I'm going to hit them with Better Sex from the Pink Panties. They're going to get that tonight.
Oh, don't do that. I'm mad. You make me want to get dressed just to come downtown now.
I mean, real talk. I mean, hey, any future venues, hey, just let me know. Hey, I do three joints from the Pink Panties just for you.
Nope, you just gonna come over. Nope, you just gonna come to my show next week, Monday night, and I'm gonna have you sing Pink Panties for me live. How about that?
Hey, I'm with it. Just, hey, just give me the green light, man. Bye. I have no limitations.
Sure will.
Oh boy.
Shout out to Bobby Blanco, man, on Next to Blow Radio. For everybody that's tuning in, we appreciate y'all calling and listening and rocking out with us tonight. This man right here is song fucking with my head one last week for the Next Blow or Hell No segment. Featuring Mac Irv. That song did it. I mean, that track's so hard, I almost don't want to say, can we play that again? Bang that one more time for the listeners.
Who's like, I was already planning on doing that, actually. Because we on the same mind link.
Let's go. Let's do it.
All right. Oh, I'm going to get it. Well, I'm going to get a repeat. Oh, that's what's up, man. Love, man. Love. Damn, I didn't pay.
We're walking on my head.
Who produced that track, Bobby?
Produced it, my man Vibes. His name is Vibes here. He's a part of the group called the Ringleaders. He also, you know, he did all my music videos. He's my pitching man, you know, mentor and a friend, man, brother. Aries TME Hester, which you will find him on my Facebook. Aries, as in the Zodiac. TME means, you know, through my eyes. Hester is his name.
All right, so are you dropping, like, a video for that track, or
already? Yeah, the song, I have not released the song yet. You guys got the first little whoop of it. Like, we just did the timeline for the video. I'm going to pitch it to Irv sometime this week, and hopefully we get the cameras out next week and start shooting.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing that video.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, I want that adrenaline, I want that pain, you know. It's gonna be an emotional joint, you know.
It'd be good for us to, you know, hear you more too, man. To hear from you more too would be good too. You know, call
yeah,
in.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
To send that info, send that music into us. That way, we can definitely put you in rotation on all the shows.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We finna get acquainted, man. I mean, I'm not finna just be a one time thing, man. I'm gonna be a regular.
That's just
tell a friend. Tell a friend.
Right. Tell a friend. No. Tell a friend. Tune in.
Real.
Mm. Okay.
So
and I just didn't know this. I just went by the 90s and Augies, and none of them don't even know. I went to 408. It's not there. I don't see the place. I was on 408 Hennepin, and that was the gay 90s
on,
408.
It's on East Hennepin. Are you on East Hennepin?
Oh, that's how you did say East.
It's on East Hennepin, honey.
On the other side of the bridge. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they ticketed me that quick. Damn, how they give me a ticket in like 2 seconds? Okay.
Damn.
Quick.
Damn.
Ooh.
Minnesota.
Wow.
Minnesota.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't even. I mean, damn, I'm surprised I don't even see his ass. Where he go? He just fell from the sky.
Wow.
Well, you know, I'm doing it for the fans, though, you know.
Man. Hey, Bobby, feel free to say, look. We appreciate you calling in. We appreciate you taking the time out to do this interview with us, man. We know you got to get to your show, so make sure to tune in every Wednesday night for the next Blow or Hell No segment. Be a judge on some of those songs for the upcoming callers and guests that call in. And then, make sure to get that music over to us so we can keep you in rotation and support your music and support your movement.
Okay, appreciate it. Will do.
No doubt.
All right, I'll be in.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's what it do, crew.
But yeah,
over there
in
Finland,
over there.
How y'all
doing? Crew? Doing good. I'm Gucci.
Where's Crush at? Lionel?
Yeah, hey, what's good, man? I'm still here.
So, I want to ask Lionel a question.
Uh-oh.
Lionel, you kind of think from Agassia, because, like, you be commenting and shit after she say stuff and be like,
look, I'm gonna tell you this. I gotta thank everybody.
No, I'll do
okay?
that too.
I'm a freak.
Where's my freak?
Okay, I gotta thank every goddamn body on this show. Queen T, shit, everybody, goddamn body.
Even the Uber,
you know what? You know something? We really got one of the best jobs there could be, really. Think about it. We get to go on air and talk to beautiful women like Queen T, like Magasia, like Chocolate, every night.
It's like an orgy.
Yes.
Like one nice,
we,
nice little.
Like we get to, do
so
that.
Good.
Like we, I can sit back and talk about Miss Chocolate and everything, and all good and gravy, yummy. Or I could just talk about Magasia's
sexy Haitian ass. Like, we can do that if we want to.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what I'm saying. That's like asking me, man, you know, the coffee, you know, ain't the coffee without the cream, you know? Yeah, you know, you got the coffee, you know, it's chocolate, you know, you need coffee, but, you know, then you got the cream, you know, you got the, you know, it's the queen tea, then you got the sugar.
Yeah.
Gossies, you know, it's just
Everybody know I got a sweet tooth. I love me some chocolate.
We
about to turn it all the way the fuck up.
Take that start episode 2 of the week. Yeah, girl.
Right.
Yeah.
Tonight's been a gravy show. Tonight's definitely been a gravy show. But
it was very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting on the topics, you know, the callers. Shout out to all the callers that called in with the judge earlier today as well.
Yeah, Ashley, what's up, Ashley? You're listening, your crazy ass.
Yeah, shout out to Teresa. I'm calling in with all that ratchet ass shit.
Hey, you know I'm gonna do the crush. Tonight I'm gonna upload the video. I'm not gonna cry to crush Facebook.
I was doing that, my internet cut off.
What? No, it went through.
It went through.
Wait to exhale, huh? Gonna be your last breath.
I'm gonna put it right on my wall. Talking gonna say I'm sorry. That ain't funny. It's gonna hurt my heart. They're like that.
See, y'all gonna get this man nightmares tonight, man. He trying to get that shit off his mind right now.
I know.
Yeah, man. He's mad though.
For real, right?
Just gonna hurt my heart like that. Y'all got it.
Man.
I see where the love at.
It was all fun and games. Oh,
good.
You know?
But, hey, if you would say she with that knife, I ain't going to help you on that, bruh. I sped up. You on your own, bruh.
And that girl was fast, too. That girl was fast, and I'm fat. Like, shit, I had to fat boy sprint. You know what I mean? Like, we chasing cookies or some shit. Like, you have to do
somebody.
The fat boy sprint like I was chasing an ice cream truck. You feel me? Shit.
Like that.
Straight like that.
At least she wasn't naked. Shit. No ass running.
She had on clothes, right?
Yeah, she had on clothes. That'd have been weird if she didn't. Well, even weirder.
Do you still see her, though? Like, did you move or what?
Ew, I don't see her. Because she lived in a city near Delaware named called Chester. Like, it's like, right when you get to PA, like, you leave Delaware and you, like, land in Chester. Like, so
she's
staying in Chester. Yeah, Chester, PA. So, yeah, I don't mess with Chester girls because
they're crazy.
Yeah. Chester,
hey,
like, I have not met a Chester girl yet that wasn't crazy.
I'm a PA girl, Pittsburgh 412. I knows about them people out there. Yeah.
Oh, so you know you know how Chester get down? You know how Chester get down?
Certain
Look, it's certain areas.
Oh, boy.
There's certain areas out there that girl just craving.
Chester is like 5 feet in diameter.
Like, it's not a big city, and that's why they're crazy, because it's small town, everybody know everybody, and everybody do everybody. So, yeah, they're crazy.
Damn.
How you meet her? Ooh, you need to be flat, crush.
You know, I would hate to live in a small town, though, man. You just can't get away with shit.
See, what happened was, it was my cousin's fault. I mean, she was bad. Like, I was chilling with my cousin, and when he was staying out in Chester, and she was there, and she was cute. So I was like, you know what? Let me see what's happening with her. Yeah, that was the worst, one of the worst decisions of my life.
Aww.
Yeah, man. I just know now not to fuck with relatives, you know, just keep it as that, you know. I had, you know, they cousins throwing shit at me, you know. Some of them I did, I ain't gonna lie, you know, just drunk occasions. Shit. But hey, man, shit happened though, man. Next thing you know, man, shit. Man, they start just fighting their own goddamn self about my ass. Man, shit. Next thing you know, they all get their brother on me and shit. But we know each other though, man. Why the fuck are you on with your brother?
The disrespectful part about it is my cousin knew the girl was crazy, and he didn't tell me this.
He set you up, though.
All he said is, don't do it. Don't do it. See, I'm hard-headed. You got to tell me why not to do it. He just said, don't do it. So I did
you're
it.
You're hard-headed.
Yes. But he knows I'm hard-headed. You gotta tell me why not to do something.
Anyway. Trust and believe. You was gonna do it anyways, even once he told you why not to do it.
Probably because I probably would have been super sad.
Nigga. Sometimes.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time, though. Oh, okay. So if a woman do it that kind of way, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, she just, you know, just being, you know, expressing herself. What? What's the difference?
Sure. Hey, the difference. Women the same way. Sure. We know not to mess with certain words. Still going to do it. You know what I'm saying? We still curious.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to lie. Bad boys ain't no good, and good boys ain't no fun. So we got to find a medium, so we got to keep it moving and pick and choose.
See, that's crush right there. I'm a good boy in a bad boy world. You feel me?
Crush, don't talk to me like
is.
That.
Huh?
But what I'm saying is, what's the difference? What's the difference between a guy having two girls and a female having two guys? See, well, if a dude had two girls, he considered as a dog. But now, you know, female with two niggas, oh, he just had two niggas, right?
See,
I'm one of the rare breeds that believes that if you got to have it that way, you got to have it that way. Know your role, know your place.
I'm not even going to comment on that, Chocolate. You already know why I'm not going to comment on it.
Why, Crush?
You want to know?
Oh, he's a player of the group.
He's a player.
All right. I'm gonna tell you.
Crush let everybody know on Monday night, Sex After Dark with your girl, Miss Chocolate Suave. He let us know that he at one point had a three-way relationship where he had a three-way open relationship. So he had two girlfriends at the same damn time. That led into some fun in the sun action at the same damn time. Ain't that right, Chris?
I've been thinking about that.
But you know what,
though? Hey, Chris. I'm okay with that, though. Like Chocolate said, if you know your place, then it's all good. You feel me? Like some dudes, they don't mind, you know, their girl having another chick or what? I mean, another guy or whatever on the side.
Yeah, oh,
just as long as he knows that he has a piece of her. So,
his girl got a girlfriend.
Know your place. Know your role.
Yeah, though. Yeah, I understand the three-way, man. Like, I think it's kind of like a three-way. I think I have a three-way. I have female, you know, like boys and girls. I think that's a three-way at the same time because I'm spreading her love, and, you know, she bring her other female and shit, you know. I'm beating her and shit, like, oh, shit, okay.
Wait, have you ever had a relationship like that? Have you ever had, like, two girls that knew about each other? Like, I was in heaven. Like,
They were both like they were both my girl. Nobody could say shit to them because they were both my girl. And they were each other's girl too, but still, they were both my girl. And they both were bad as shit. And you get the most wonderful thing in the world.
I'm gonna take you to the club, bruh. We going to the club.
Huh?
We going to the club, bruh.
What happened with that relationship?
Yeah, Chris, what happened with that relationship?
It was
please,
okay. Well, their name, I'm going to just let them, their names be known. It was Ashley and Monique. See, Ashley got pregnant. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right,
like, huh, yeah. Of course. She wasn't messing with nobody else but me.
Say that, Pam.
Okay. It is what it is, man.
So when she got pregnant, well, we were all in the streets at the same time. Like, we was all in the streets. So I had beef, and niggas couldn't find me. So they kind of, yeah, did something to Ashley, and she lost our child. So after that, I just went into a downhill depression, and basically I just left. Like, that was back when I would be in Philly and everything. I just left Philly. Like, Ashley didn't want to talk to me. Mo thought it was my blamed me for it. Like, they both blamed me for it because the dudes were looking for me. And I blamed myself, too. So it was just like I left.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. I mean, it's life. I mean, I was young as shit. I was 15 when this happened. Like, I know I wasn't ready. Like I know I wasn't ready for that type of responsibility. It's fucked up how it happened, but sometimes you learn the lessons in a harsh way.
Right.
Yeah.
I see you on that, though.
Yeah. But, yeah, we need to close out this show because it's getting kind of crazy.
We need to get to the deepness of deep.
Yeah.
All right, so look, here's what we're going to do. For those still tuned into the show, we want to thank you for tuning in to Next of Lord Hell No. This week's winner, we'll definitely have one there for an interview next week. So this week's winner, question the MC. We'll be live next week on Next Blow or Hell No. This is your girl, Miss Chocolate. Let me give out my information. Y'all can connect with your girl at Miss Chocolate 86 on Twitter or on Facebook.com/Charnay.Hawkins, on Instagram at Miss Chocolate 86 or my business page, Realize Miss Chocolate. Y'all check me out on Monday night, Sex After Dark with your girl on Next Blow Radio. That's 718-664-9115 from 10 to midnight Central Standard Time. Let's see. I enjoyed rocking out with y'all. I'm glad we had the artist we had on the line today. We definitely got to make sure to keep in touch with him. He seems like he's definitely going to need the support from Next Flow. We definitely want to give it to him. So.
Yeah, shout out to Billy. Bobby Blanco, man. Bobby.
Right.
Shout out to him, man.
Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter. It's Magasia at she_is_Magasia. My name is GASSIA. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at she_is_Magasia. I enjoyed tonight's show with everybody that tuned in, called in, the guests and whatnot. Make sure y'all tune in every day with different hosts. And tomorrow we got our boy Crush and Lyrical will be live on Next to Blow Radio. So make sure y'all tune in for that. And I love all you guys, and I'll see you guys later.
Oh,
yeah. Yang.
Lionel, you want to go or should I?
I'll go, man. But shout out to everybody, you know, Next to Blow team. Everybody, Queen T, Magasi, Miss Chocolate, Tadal, MID, Biggs, wherever they at. And, you know, just shout out to Crush, man, you know, coming in, doing the damn thing and shit, you know, letting people know what's up with him, you know. Now I'm knowing him and shit. So, shit, you know, just shout out to everybody. I'm hungry a motherfucker, man. Straight up.
Yeah, I done ate 2 bowls of pasta. I made dinner tonight. I made shrimp and chicken alfredo. I done smashed 2 bowls of pasta, 2 cups of juice.
Really? Really, though? Really, though?
Ready for a glass of wine.
Glass of wine, girl. Okay. That's what I'm talking about, man. See, you my kind of woman, man. Straight up, man. Drink wine during dinner.
Hot fish.
Getting all ready.
Can I get 60?
But y'all know what it is. It's Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadow Weed Gorilla, Crush the Catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say that shit anyway. Mr. In the Groove, I'm so fucking smooth. In the flow, next to blow, let's go. And my parting words, well, let me say this right quick. Y'all can find me everywhere at Crush the Catalyst, CrushdaCatalyst. You can find me on Facebook, Reverb Nation, Twitter, Uvu, Skype, whatever. I don't care.
Uvu
hit me
Skype.
Up.
They got to get up and connect on tonight. Did you just say Uvu or Skype?
Yes, I got Uvu. I got Skype. What's happening?
That's real shit.
Me. Let's go. Uvu, Skype. Did y'all catch it? CrushdaCatalyst.
Y'all know how to spell it. Hurry up and end this call so I can add you. I'm losing.
All right. So let me say my parting words. And my parting words, like I say every week on the show, you can't love nobody until you love yourself. So cherish yourself every day on this earth. And now I'm about to go to sleep and dream about Chocolate and Magasi and being my true girl.
Hey, those my girls, man.
Hey, I'm going to dream it tonight. I'm going to dream them be my girlfriends tonight.
Well, keep dreaming. Keep dreaming.
Right, we've been to Skype. You talking about going to sleep. You ain't going to sleep messing with us.
We're gonna go out on this last song. It's one of my personal favorites. In fact, should I go out with that one or do y'all wanna hear something from me and my team?
Let's go. Why not rock out with that?
Okay. Right. Well, instead of that, I'm gonna get into this our new single that we just dropped from my Shadowy team, you know what I mean? As soon as it pull up on the switchboard, come on, thank you. There you go. You being so nice to me, switchboard. I love you. Yeah. sometimes you gotta show the switchboard that you care. We're gonna get into this last song from me and my team, the Shadowy family, O Flame, As for the Veteran, myself, Duck 13, featuring Mike Shane. This is Everything Okay.
They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay, we can do this all day. They can't stop us, no way, no way. They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay, we can do this all day. They can't stop us, no way, no way. They try to stop me. They try. They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay, we can do this all day. They can't stop us, no way, no way. They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay, we can do this all day. They can't stop us, no way, no way.
I've had this frustration for this nation. I'm losing patience with these niggas hating. So I use it as my motivation. I'm contemplating the situations. The team got they smiling, shaking my hands, but plotting on my block.
front steady, try to stop my shine, but they not, cause I'm at the top of my grind. Too high to my prime to give you lose, won't know, tell them one of these yanks with my time. And they think that I'm gonna be the one to falter and fall, but fault don't fall, I'm too strong. So when I pry for the proper fix, I'm gone. See, I don't grind, I put in work hours, turning in the weeds to leave they fiddling first while I give birth to greatness while we deceased. This is what I live and I breathe, that things within my heartbeat. So while they live for the street, I'm grinding for my team. Try to throw some obstacles and I demolish you. You can't stop the stew, I rip your molecules. And while this man's a one-man army, yo, man, it's a lot of you. I got my platoon, shadow we be the niggas that the squad of doom. Greatness in the making, taking the stage, test us, and we rocking you, man, yo, we're too high for you.
They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay, we can do this all day. They can't stop us, no way, no way. They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay, we can do this all day. They can't stop us, no way, no way.
These dreams don't sleep, so we don't either. No quitting, no hiatus, no taking a breather. Read them heaters. How you gonna outflame us? The greatest pound for pound. How you gonna outbox crush? If you look in my eyes, what would you find? Hustle by any means. State of mind, motivation, starving. So I'm gonna feed it. My dreams feeling hazy, but I'm gonna see them. So I fight the fight, muscle the right, hit the stage in rage. Diary of a pauper prince, tell my story by the page. A lot of people try to break me, but I'm too strong for that. Just to recap, reassess, got back on track. Cause you never seen hunger until you heard our bars. And until you see our movement, never know. Go hard, these tags around my neck ain't a trinket, it's a statement. Shadowy to the death, we gon' make it.
They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay, we can do this all day. They can't stop us, no way, no way. They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay, we can do this all day. They can't stop us, no way, no way.
See these niggas, they can press their luck. Hating ass niggas never stop my mission. All I do is show your rappers love. All I get in return is some goddamn bitches. They hoping that we finish. They hoping that we gone. They tell us that they winning. I show them that they wrong. Wrong, so wrong. Take a look at my enterprise. Got the devil inside my mind. See destruction go through my eyes. They praying for my demise. They want my downfall. I try to give them sun. They wanting downpour. I'm trying to build the Titanic, I'm finding ways to sink it. Life liquid in my veins, watch the leeches drink it. Hate is such a poison that y'all choose to think with. Fuck them all, like the veteran. Since when it's been real, shooting down those that's better than. You got the game twisted, like the code's gone. No whiner, you niggas so wrong.
They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back.